High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
Tonight, we head to Kennesaw following one of the most brilliant seasons in the program's history. 11 wins in a row, a berth in the D1 playoff semifinals, and playing a big role in that success, Tyler Schnitzler.
He stands at midfield, he throws the ball, has an open man, and it's caught for the touchdown! Another beautiful ball thrown by Schnitzler.
Loaded with talent, the Blue Devils hope to make another deep run into the state playoffs. Their opponents tonight, another D2 powerhouse, the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are trying to replace all but two returning starters.
As those kids move on, it was a great group of kids that we got to coach last year and work with. But you know, we got the next group of kids coming up, working up the ranks, and it's going to be fun to see them learn and get their time to shine underneath the Friday night lights.
It's Kennesaw and Pleasanton on the Breeze 94.5. Let's take you live for the call of tonight's game. Here's Craig Eckert.
Back at Tyson, and it is week zero, first week of football on the high school level here in Nebraska. We started out under cloudy skies, a little bit of ground fog, and a little mist at Kennesaw, waiting to host Pleasanton. Both teams are on the field with their pregame warm-ups. Kennesaw all in their Blue Devil blue, and the Pleasanton Bulldogs white with the red trim. Alongside again this year is Tim Bob Kitzmiller. Tim Bob, here we go, the rapid run to winter.
Week zero, and two teams anxious to get started, I'm sure.
Coming to you live from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, diesel irrigation engines, customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. And, of course, this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're going to hear from the coaches. We're going to talk a little bit more about how these teams match up and the interesting thing that graduation did to both of these clubs over the winter months. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Well, the weather, all of a sudden, it's not exactly a drought buster, but we're getting a little bit of mist. Tim Bob, what's that do to the football?
Well, it makes it slick and makes the field slick as much as anything. Going to have to be sure you have your cleats dug in, and footing will probably be a problem to start because, as you said, it's not really a heavy rain, but it's just enough to make everything slick. So hanging on to the football early, especially with the jitters in the first game, it should be interesting to see who turns it over early.
We're going to talk a lot about the way these teams line up as far as how graduation opened things up. Won't say hurt them, but open things up for both clubs. Schnitzler, the coach's son and quarterback, Tyler Schnitzler, is a one-man wrecking crew when it comes to opposing defenses. He was backed up, though, by four or five other guys last year in scoring and in touches, and all of those guys have graduated. We'll talk about those instances coming up as the New Tech Seed pregame show continues here from Kennesaw. We'll take a time out. Be right back.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. The AgriShare product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and ordered. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
So early on, you got 21-7 over Holdridge.
Well, I think we're back. We're back. Here's an early score in already. If you have not done so as of yet, text the words Platte River Preps to 90210, and you can follow along with us. Early score is Class B, northwest of Grand Island, leading Sydney 21-0 in the second quarter. Holdridge leading Gehring 7-0 in the second quarter as well. So we'll keep you up to date on partials. Here are some of the games we're going to be following for you tonight, by the way, in addition to the one you'll hear on the Breeze 94.5. We've got Northeast at Grand Island, Lincoln Pius, the 10th at Kearney. That's on ESPN 1460. McCook is at Aurora. Sydney at Northwest, we just gave you that partial. Hastings is at Seward. Mike Will has that on KHAS 1230 AM. Gehring at Holdridge. We just told you about Holdridge having an early lead in that. Lexington is at Scotts Bluff. Gothenburg at Ogallala. St. Paul at O'Neill. Cambridge is at Bayard. Sutton at Tri-County. And Selma Myrna travels to South Loop. Burwell is at Litchfield. Arapahoe at Franklin. BDS at Cross County. Palmer at High Plains. Pleasanton at Kennesaw here. And Meridian at Lawrence Nelson, along with Red Cloud at Wilcox Hildreth. Those are the key games that we'll be following tonight. And then, of course, on the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show, after this game, you can switch over to Classic Hits 98.9. Skip Berry is the host this year, and we think he's going to do a great job for us on giving you scores from all across the state. We'll continue with the New Tech pregame program coming up next after these messages, and we're going to hear from the coach of the incoming visiting Pleasanton Bulldogs, Ricky Westland. He's got quite a challenge, and we'll hear from him next.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Tyson Hebronic had an opportunity to talk with the head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, Ricky Westland. And let's hear from the coach and Tyson right now. Are we going to hear the coach?
Good evening, football fans. Another season is upon us. We are here from the Breeze 94.5 for tonight's pregame show for Kennesaw versus Pleasanton. And joining us on the line now is the head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. It's Craig Schnitzler. Craig, thank you so much for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about this Kennesaw Blue Devil ball club here. A brilliant season last year, 11 wins in a row. Is that forward momentum? Is there a lot of forward momentum right now for Kennesaw Blue Devil program?
Yes, I think so. These kids in the preseason and offseason have really prepared themselves, and they want to get back to having the same type of a success that they had last year. And I think so far the kids have really worked hard and prepared, and we felt good about going into our first game.
Let's look at kind of inside this ball club here. A lot of talent when you start looking at some of the names. Give us some of the players that we expect to have a good game, not only tonight, but have a good season.
Well, it's going to be led by our seniors. We have four seniors back from last year with a lot of playing experience, starting with Tyler Schnitzler, quarterback, and then Devin Burr, who's moving to fullback this year. He played guard a year ago. And then Dalton Bender, who is a three-year starter at guard, and Mason Stoker, three-year starter at tight end, and also started at guard as a sophomore. So they're really our leaders out there. But, I think going in this first game, our front five is going to be key, and we feel really good about those kids and really expect them to have a good game.
Coach, let's sort of do some comparisons with this Kennesaw team. You know, how good is this team, do you feel, in terms of some of the other programs you've had out there?
Well, I think, last year we graduated 10 seniors, and they were a great bunch. They led us to 11-1 season, and I think the difference going into this one is we don't have near the experience or the depth, and we've got some young kids that are going to be tested early on Friday tonight, and we'll just see how they play out. But we've got to try to develop some depth. But I think as the season goes, if we can stay injury-free, I think we can be a very, very good football team.
And talking about developing some of that depth, let's kind of take a look at camp here. What younger players have stepped up for you?
We got a couple of young guards that played some cleanup action last year, but are very talented. Junior and Evan Uden, he's about 215. And then a sophomore guard, Zach Edwards, who's about 235. We really are excited about those two and anxious to see how they perform on at the varsity level, starting with Pleasanton. And then we've got a tight end that we really feel will help us greatly, Colton Blankenship. And then in the backfield, we're looking at some young I-backs. Preston Snitzler, who's a freshman, will get the start tonight. And then we've got a sophomore, and Isaiah McChesney, and then Keaton Harpin, who's another freshman. And so we're going to try to get them all some reps and see how they hold up at the varsity level.
Coach, your opponent is Pleasanton tonight, and there's no getting around it. This is a team that was very successful last year, but had got bit by the graduation bug, if you will. I think they only returned two starters. What's your approach for a team and for some players that you haven't seen before? What's your approach to that?
Well, we've tried to approach it with some of the things that they did last year, working on preparing for the spread offense and at the same time preparing for the double tight. We're not really sure what they're going to come out with because they are fairly new with their personnel, and so it's kind of the unknown going in, but we feel that we prepared the kids well and we think they'll perform at a high level.
Coach, what are some of the keys to tonight's game?
I think controlling the line of scrimmage. Our front five have got to do a great job of winning that battle up front and allowing our young backs some holes to have some success at running.
You've got the home opener tonight. Talk about from the aspect of just trying to keep your emotions in check. You know, all the kids are excited. It's the first week of the season. How do you keep those emotions in check tonight?
Well, we got to try to stay as relaxed as we can and just execute. And, you know, we're going to make some mistakes tonight. We know that. The kids know that. It's how they respond to them and the effort that they're giving out there are big keys tonight.
Okay, once again, Craig Schnitzler, the head coach for the Kennesaw Blue Devils at home against Pleasanton. Kickoff is going to be coming up here momentarily. Coach, we appreciate your thoughts before the game, and good luck tonight and for the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show on the Breeze 94.5 as we get set for kickoff here against the Pleasanton Bulldogs and the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Spending a few minutes here with the head coach on the Pleasanton side of things. It is Coach Ricky Westland with us. Coach, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Coach, good season last year for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, 9-1 last year, a D2 playoff win, but from everything I understand reading about this team, a little bit of a different look. You kind of got hit hard by graduation, didn't you, Coach?
Yep, we had the graduation bug last year, but you know, as those kids move on, it was a great group of kids that we got to coach last year and work with, but you know, we got the next group of kids coming up, working up the ranks, and it's going to be fun to see them learn and get their time to shine underneath the Friday night lights.
Hey, Coach, let's talk a little bit about these younger players. Give us a look inside the Bulldogs camp here the last couple days. How have the kids progressed this offseason?
Oh, they're doing great. You know, it's where we were to start the year with a low amount of experience returning on the team. Every day they're taking big strides of getting better as a team and improving on fundamentals and schemes and all that stuff. They're just doing a great job.
As you look ahead at this 2012 season, sort of give us a kind of a visual tour of the depth chart. Who are you looking forward to coming up and being big stars over there for Pleasanton?
Oh, we got our returning starters of Clay Weber. He played some receiver for us last year and some defensive back. We're looking for some big things, just to kind of lead the kids. He's our only senior that's returning. So the kids look up to him. They know how he worked in the past. They know how he works now, good work ethic. So that's what they're going to be looking up to there. He had, last year, what do you have, 64 receptions for 726 yards. So he is a true leader and he's got some experience. And then also we have John Colsheen. He'll be playing up in the trenches for us. He's a big kid. He's about 6'2", 225. When he's over there in the fundamental drills for the linemen, they look up to him and they want to be like him. And they want to try to just play at his level. And that's just, he's walking the walk and the kids are seeing that.
So from Weber and Colsheen, then talk about maybe their attitude with some of these younger players. I mean, they've experienced successful seasons in the past with Pleasanton. How have they been transferring that attitude to some of these younger players?
Oh, just by their modeling their work ethic. They see how hard those guys work, and some of those kids might some days work even harder than they do because they want to try to compete at that level someday out there on the field with them.
And talking a little bit, let's take a look at your opponents tonight, the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Certainly not an easy draw for you guys right off the bat to start off the season here. D1 semifinalists move down to D2. Just you look at their depth chart, they have talent really all across the board. What are your thoughts on the Blue Devils tonight?
Snitzler, I think, is a senior. He's been starting since a freshman at quarterback. He brings all that experience with him. I'm sure they have a good audible system. We'll be able to change some calls at the line. So we got to keep things kind of a surprise at times on them so they can't get settled into a rhythm. I'll try to do our best there, but we just hope to compete with them. If we can compete with them for a few series, that'll be a reward to us.
Coach, is this one of those games where you really try to take the Kennesaw offense off the field, really kind of turn this into a match at the time of possession battle, and getting that time of possession, of course, the big important factor in this game. Is that going to be one of those games tonight for you guys?
Well, in the past, with some teams I've had with running the ball, we've had some power teams similar to what Kennesaw is now, and that's when you can kind of, if you get a chance, you can control the tempo and you can really chew up a lot of clock. Last year with the crew that we had, and just like this year, we're a smaller group of kids, so we can't really get into the run game with them. We can't get in the trenches, but we'll try to do our share of, controlling the clock, burning up some time, but we're going to have to spread it out. And when you throw the ball, obviously, it kills the clock a lot. So, that's the negative part about it. So if we can catch those receptions, keep moving the sticks, maybe we can control the clock a little bit.
We talked a little bit about some of the two returning starters, Colsheen and Weber, that are going to be big players for you guys this season. But sort of give us some ideas of some of these younger players that you have coming up that we're going to hear quite a bit about in the next few weeks as we roll along here in 2012.
Well, if my wish comes true, you're going to hear about all of them. A great bunch of kids, and like I said, they're all kind of starting at the same level, and every day there's somebody that stands out for one reason or another. And so we're looking at some of these younger receivers coming up. We got Blake Eck out, you have Cale Miller, you have Anthony Hill, you have Jake Neal, you have a lot of those guys stepping. We have a sophomore quarterback coming in to have his first varsity start here. So I mean, it's just all new all the way across the board, and it's just going to be fun to see what they can do.
Ricky Westland once again with the Pleasanton Bulldogs on the pregame show. Keys to the game tonight, Coach.
Now, key is just make sure, you know, if we're outside of the position, we got to play with the heart. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, determination means more than talent. So if we can get after it and just try to drive on somebody, do what we can, as long as we're playing with our heart and playing for our teammates with each other, that's all I'm looking for. You know, the scoreboard might say one thing at the end of the night, but as long as we leave it on the field out there tonight as a team, that's what I'm looking for.
He's the head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, Ricky Westland, our guest on the pregame show. Coach, good luck tonight, and Coach, we look forward to talking with you the rest of the season. Thank you once again for your time.
Thank you.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Why buy a brand new car when you can buy a brand used car? Like a 2012 Chevy Impala LTZ with only 17,000 miles. Cost over $30,000 new, but yours for only $21,175 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. The AgriShare product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and ordered. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
The Breeze, 94.5.
From the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP diesel irrigation engines for Husker Power Products of Hastings, Craig Eckert along with Tim Bob Kitzmiller here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We've heard from both of the coaches, and both of the coaches obviously are facing an opening week, which is challenging enough. Neither of these teams have played each other that frequently, if at all, in the recent past. So
it's all even. History, yeah. One just stepped down. And new opponents, new questions across the line, I think, the biggest thing you heard from the coaches.
Spectacular season for Kennesaw last year, ripping off 11 straight wins en route to a semifinal finish in the D1. So let's take a look now at the lineups as these teams are going to be introduced on the field. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. First of all, for the visiting Pleasanton Bulldogs, starting at center defensive end, Caleb Echol. At running back and safety, Clay Weber. He's a senior, 160-pounder. Blake Eckhout, 135-pound sophomore, starts at end and linebacker. Brandon Axman is the quarterback. He's a sophomore, 130 pounds. Anthony Hill, a 125-pound junior, at wide receiver and defensive back. Cale Miller, 140-pound sophomore, is at end and defensive back. Dalton Hand, 175-pound senior, guard and defensive end. Colton Lammers, a 135-pound sophomore, plays at linebacker. He's the defensive specialist coming in. John Colsheen, 235-pound junior, guard and linebacker. Nico Tapia, 225-pound sophomore, is a guard and nose guard. Mike Weinberg, or rather Winberg, holds down the anchor position on the line. 255-pound sophomore, he is the center. Nose guard on defense, Trey Keyshaw comes in. He's 250, and he ought to be a force in there. 250 pounds and a freshman. Now looking at the Kennesaw Blue Devils, who came down from D1 to D2 and hence the matchup tonight, leading off 2012 football season here in Kennesaw. Tyler Schnitzler is the quarterback, Mr. All-Everything. He passes, he runs, he kicks, he returns kickoffs and punts. He's a senior, 180 pounds. Preston Schnitzler, running back, is a freshman, 165-pounder. This will be his first start at the high school level. Colton Blankenship, tight end, defensive back, is a junior, 160 pounds. Devin Burr, fullback, nose guard, is a senior, 205 pounds. Evan Uden on the line, a sophomore, 250 pounds. Zachary Edwards, a defensive lineman, a sophomore, 235 pounds. Jason Ponitz, linebacker, junior, 160 pounds on defense. Rounding out the starters, Mason Stocker, tight end, defensive end, senior, and 215 pounds. Dalton Bender, offensive line, defensive end, freshman, 200 pounds. And Michael Duffy on the line and linebackers, a junior and 200 pounds. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the kickoff for tonight's ball game right after this on The Breeze 94.5. The New Tech Seed pregame show continues.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Where do you get more? Superstore Outlets. Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more?
The Breeze, 94.5.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, your yield leader, Terry and Jason Stark, or contact an in New Tech Seed leader dealer near you. New Tech Seed, again, bringing the pregame show here on the Friday nights on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. I want to welcome Husker Power Products, sponsor of the broadcast booth, Husker Power Products, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Kennesaw has won the toss. They will receive a little delay in getting everybody out there, so let's get you up to speed on some scores here. No score, Class A, Kearney, Lincoln Pius the 10th. Aurora leads McCook 6-3 in the first. Gehring over Holdridge, 19-14 at half. At half, Hastings 7-0 over Seward. Overton 2-0 over Sumner. No, it isn't either. Sumner. Who is that? That's
Tyler. Preview, sir.
It is game.
Well, we'll find it in a minute. I'll tell you. 2-0 is an odd score.
That is a very odd score. Okay.
We have a cheat sheet here, and we're not able to read it.
We're good at cheating.
We're good at cheating, yeah.
Kennesaw, okay, now we're about ready to tee things up. Kennesaw has won the toss. They're going to receive. Pleasanton will put the boot to it under the lights Friday night, week zero, and here we go. It's a line drive kick back to the inside the four-yard line goes Tyler Schnitzler, reverses upfield quickly, 10, 15, 20, 25, Schnitzler stutter steps out to the 40-yard line, just shy of that as he is knocked out of bounds by Eckhout, about 2 yards shy of the 40-yard line. But there is a penalty marker on the field back at the 25, and we'll see what that's all about.
Going to be a block in the back, I believe. Young man trying to get around and couldn't get his head in front.
So that will put them back to the 20-yard line, back from about the 38-yard line if the penalty goes as expected. They're going to mark it back from the 31. Another 10 yards. So they're going to start out at the 21. They lost about 17 yards on that penalty.
Yeah, that's a big penalty. And you're going to see that early on with this many young players on the field. A lot of excitement and going to want to do something. And sometimes you get over-anxious and it costs you. And that's a big one. They back them up all the way to the 15 there, Craig.
Tyler Schnitzler will be under center when they – oh, they backed him up another 5 yards.
Yeah, all the way to the 15.
And Kennesaw comes up with everybody in tight. I formation, Schnitzler under center. And the fake handoff to the tailback. Schnitzler takes it to the right side. He's got a convoy, and he's out to the 35, 40, down to the 30, 20, 15, 10. Schnitzler, first play of the game, takes it to the house, and Kennesaw a quick 6-0 lead over Pleasanton.
Just a little misdirection play there. Faked in the line of scrimmage. Everybody bit in there. Got a nice lead block on the outside, and he just turned on the jets down the sideline. That's a way to start off a football game.
70-yard TD run for Tyler Schnitzler.
That's a pretty good average, I'd take that.
Yeah.
One for 70.
Got that one right. All right, they're going to kneel it and go for one here. Place kicker standing just outside the 15, low kick, and it's no good. So it'll remain 6-0. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Kennesaw front by 6. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tyler Schnitzler living up to billing. Took the first play from scrimmage all the way to the house. A 70-yard TD run. And Kennesaw is out by 6 right now. Under the lights, and they're going to tee it up. And we'll see what Pleasanton can do to respond. 11:40 to go in the first period. There's the kick. It is bobbled inside the 5-yard line. Now bringing it back out and being tackled at the 15-yard line is Jake Brunk, or Anthony Hill, rather, on the return, a junior wide receiver defensive back. And so Pleasanton will set it up at the 15-yard line. No worse than a touchback on that.
That's going to be interesting here to see how these two front lines go at each other. You got a lot of youth here, and good size on both sides, and see who can take advantage of it.
A lot of these kids break 220 pounds at the line, so a lot of collision force out there. They set up what appears to be coming up a spread formation. We're looking for Brendan Axman, to take the snaps for Pleasanton. Now they're changing out the footballs, and that's the delay here. All right, Axman is joined in the backfield by Clay Weber, the lone running back. Everybody else is spread left and right. Wide to the left side is Zach out. Back to pass is Axman. He's going to be pressured and brought down inside the 10-yard line. Zachary Edwards in there, and also Mason Stoker. And Kennesaw is off to a fiery start, both offensively and defensively, as the first plays from scrimmage result in Kennesaw and a big advantage. The first one, of course, offensively for them, the 70-yard TD run by Schnitzler, and now a 10-yard sack.
Well, good pressure by Kennesaw up front, and a young quarterback back there should have just thrown it away and not taken the sack, but that's youth, and he will learn from that one.
Axman standing well back of his center. Again, a spread formation, bunch formation to the left side, or right side, rather, left side. And Axman will keep it himself, gets across the 10 to the 15, and he'll be knocked down there by Colton Lammers from the linebacker spot.
Got just shy of the original line of scrimmage, going to bring up 3rd and 11 there.
Clock ticking down, just outside of 10 minutes to go here in the first period of play. 3rd down and 11 coming. And again, we've got a stoppage of play. A timeout's going to be taken by Pleasanton, so let's take 90 seconds here. Back with more with Kennesaw leading Pleasanton 6-0 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
The Breeze, 94.
Got Eck out on the outside, and he brings it in and off the 30-yard line. Clay Weber, rather, not Eck out. And he stepped out of bounds just inside the 15-yard line. So a big play answers another big play by Kennesaw. And Pleasanton is down in the red zone inside the 15-yard line on this 80-yard D2 field. And so the chain gang has a long run down. Weber had a nice completion there and a nice pass by Axman. Tim, Bob, you were saying that the big problem with Weber, or with Axman at this point, was he was looking at the rush. That time he was looking at the receivers.
Yeah, he got an open man downfield, got time to throw the ball.
One man in the backfield with him. He takes the shotgun, swings it out, and immediately tackled after the reception was Anthony Hill. A wide out to the right-hand side, and it'll be 2nd down and about 11 yards to go, as that was a net 1 yard loss on the pass.
They're trying to get the ball out of his hand quickly here. He doesn't have time to stand back there, so they're trying to get a little swing pass there, a long handoff out to the outside. But good response by the Kennesaw Blue Devils to pull him down from behind.
2nd down, 11 yards to go. Weber in the backfield with Axman. Shotgun, Axman takes the snap, pumps once. Now he's going to be forced out of the pocket, and he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage at about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. This Kennesaw team is just pinning their ears back and coming. And this young quarterback's going to have to get some composure and take his time and not rush the ball, not turn the ball over here and get some points here.
Just
outside the 11.
Just outside 9 minutes to go here in the first period. Kennesaw on the first play from scrimmage scored on a 70-yard run by Tyler Schnitzler. Pleasanton trying to answer that. Shotgun, two men in the backfield. Option, left side. Axman reads it, gets inside the 5, and he might be close to a first down.
Nice cut by Axman. Wanted to pitch the ball. The defensive end jumped outside and put a foot in the dirt and cut back to the inside. It's going to be close.
I think he got it.
I think it's close, yeah.
Are they going to bring the chains out even? Are they just going to call it from that?
It looks to be just across the – it's hard to tell from this angle.
Uh-oh. Marking it back. Is there long? Oh, there was a marker upfield. It was blocked by the Kennesaw folks on the sideline there. Couldn't see it. And so there's a hold. And what a hurt. Oh, man. What a hurt for Pleasanton, because that was a nice play by Axman there. But, you know, he can build on that.
Sure. he made a good run. They spread him out. He got first down. Again, unfortunately, a hold, and that's going to happen again with those young players out there. But yeah, hopefully that's something he can build on.
Okay, so now Kennesaw's defense want to bow the neck and rush the young passer and put them out of any thoughts of trying on fourth down. It's third down now and 20 yards to go. And Axman stands about 7 yards back of the center. He's got wides to the right side and left side, fires downfield. No one open, and he fires into a cluster over there. Michael Duffy is over there to break it up for the Blue Devils.
That was a dangerous throw, Craig. He really just kind of lofted that up there. There were a lot of blue shirts in the area. Fortunate that was not intercepted.
That was not a pretty pass to begin with.
No, it wasn't.
Fourth, more like a shot, but looking like the Olympics. Fourth down and about 20 yards to go. And
we're going to blame it on the wet ball. That's
yeah.
What we're blame it
okay,
on.
So let's see if they're going to try and pin Kennesaw inside their own territory deep. There's a brief timeout. Let's take 30 seconds here. Your score, Kennesaw 6, Pleasanton trying to figure out what to do in this fourth long situation when we return in a half minute.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Podcast booth, Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, watching Pleasanton in a huddle trying to make a decision here as to whether or not a long pass, a pooch punt, or what they're going to try and do. They're fourth down, 25 at the Kennesaw 25-yard line, and they're going to go for it. Back to pass is Axman, looking downfield, now has to scramble, scrambles more. Out in the flat, he's got a man, but not enough for a first down inside the 15-yard line. Kennesaw will take over at their own 15, so really no worse than a punt and a touchback.
But you were talking about Axman building on confidence. He stepped up in the pocket, made a nice cut to the outside, gave him a lane to throw in, delivered a nice football. That may settle him down a little bit because he's going to have to face that all night with this Blue Demon defense.
Now on the other side, Tyler Schnitzler, who is all of a veteran, quite the contrast
right
to the young Axman quarterback. And Tyler leads his team up under center. He has a fullback and a tailback dotting the eye now. Everybody else is in tight. Handoff is to the tailback on the trap coming up across the 30-yard line. That's Preston Schnitzler. He's a freshman, obviously a brother. And he gets his first positive yardage as a varsity football player here in week one of the 2012 season. It's going to bring up second down and a long 2 yards to go.
And that was a contrast in style. The Blue Demons are sitting there at two tight ends, power offense, a lot of misdirection at the line of scrimmage, and a big contrast to Pleasanton's spread offense.
Again, everybody in tight with the I formation, Schnitzler. Hands off to the fullback in a big collision right there as he stood right up by Clay Weber right in the middle.
Nice job by Weber. Got off his block, hit him right in the mouth, wrapped him up, and took him to the ground for just no gain right there at the line of scrimmage.
There was a lot of horsepower between those two.
Oh, yeah. That was the eye-opener. That's Oklahoma drill. That's just right out of two days.
That's like Duffy Doherty said, football isn't a contact sport. It's a collision sport.
It's a collision sport. That is right.
And here we go. Colliding again. Everybody is at the line of scrimmage. I formation. Schnitzler calls out the signals. Toss this time right side. Preston's got it across the 40 out to the 35-yard line or just shy of that as he crosses into Pleasanton Bulldog territory.
Just a toss sweep to the right, kicked out the defensive end, got a nice lane for the back to run in, and picked up a first down.
You got to like Preston Schnitzler, huh?
I did. He runs with his pads low, and he'll deliver a blow at the end. So
seems to know where he's going, has good vision as
he might have got a little
read off his blocks. Might have gotten, yeah.
Might have got a little coach.
Those coaches' kids or something, aren't they? Everybody's in tight now. It's a first and 10 for the Blue Devils as they get inside Bulldog territory. Again, the handoff goes to the tailback, and he gets good yardage. Godge get out now to about 6 more yards on that. Bring up second down and 4 yards to go for Kennesaw as they are moving the ball on the ground exclusively on Pleasanton.
Yeah, just running left, running right, hitting the power plays, running through their list of offensive plays. I'm sure the coach probably had a script on this. They're all working right now.
Some scores, Kearney over Lincoln Pius the 10th in the second quarter, 7-0. Aurora over McCook, 6-3 in the second quarter. Kennesaw now comes to the line of scrimmage. Schnitzler under center with a second down and 5. Toss again to the right side. Cut back by Preston Schnitzler. And he gets a carry close to the first down. I think he's going to be shy by a yard or two. Let's see. Probably about a yard. Third down and 1 coming.
But that was a nice cut there by Preston. They tossed it. The linebacker was coming. Gave a nice little just hop step to the inside. And got, like I said, positive yardage, third and short here.
Mike Will on 1230 AM KHS Radio has a tight one. Hastings leading Seward, 7-6 in the second quarter. Northwest leading Sydney, 21-0, Gehring over Holdridge, 19-14. That's at halftime. Wide out is Preston Schnitzler to the left side. As they go shotgun with a third and very short. Tyler Schnitzler takes the quarterback keeper straight up the middle, and he has some running room inside the 20, 15, 10. Schnitzler to about the 5 or 6 yard line. They're going to spot it at the 6 yard line of Pleasanton.
Just a nice power play there. Direct snap to the quarterback, fullback led up in the hole, ran through the.
But you talk about mind games.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they got a wideout, and the Bulldog defense going, "What's this all about?" And then he takes it straight up the middle.
And that takes one of those linebackers out of the middle and opens that up to a nice ISO play.
4:55 to go. In the first period of play, Kennesaw has a 6-0 lead. They're trying to build on that as they've got a first and goal to go inside the 10-yard line of Pleasanton.
Kennesaw's got a little huddle here.
Well, they break that huddle. And Schnitzler brings them to the line. The fullback is Devin Burr. And he's going to block for Preston Schnitzler, who gets across the 5 and then is pushed back. So it's going to be second down and goal from just outside the 5-yard line for the Blue Devils.
Nice hit there by Colton Lammers. He came up from that outside linebacker spot and wrapped him up. And a nice play on defense for Pleasanton.
By the way, if you want scores on your mobile phone, text Platte River Preps to 90210 every Friday night. You will get periodic updates right along with us. Timeout's going to be taken here by Kennesaw. We'll take a minute back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth in a moment here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Lammers Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammers Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammers Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second down, goal to go. Tyler Schnitzler is under center inside the 5. Toss sweep, left side. Preston cuts inside. Does he have the goal line? Let's let him unpile and find out. And they're going to say, no, he did not cross the line. So Overton is 6, excuse me, Kennesaw is 6-0 over Pleasanton, but Overton is 6-0 over Stapleton McPherson County. Catch this, because they got 3 safeties against Stapleton McPherson County already.
You can play a whole career and never have one safety, much less 3 in one game.
3 safeties.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
Nice stand here by Pleasanton, though, down here on the goal line. Third and short, third and goal.
Schnitzler coming up under center. Dotting the I is Preston Schnitzler, but Tyler will take it himself. He sneaks it forward, and let's see if he got across the goal line.
Nice job again.
There's no indication, so it'll be fourth and goal from about the six-inch mark.
Really just a nice defensive stand there in the middle by the big man. I can't see his number. I apologize, but he really bowed his neck in there. Number 77 in there. Your fullback.
Nico Tapia.
Nico Tapia. Nice job.
Nick on Tapia.
Yeah.
Under center now is Schnitzler again. This is fourth and goal. And this time they go to the big fullback. No, yes. Nope, he keeps it himself. He fakes to the fullback. Schnitzler keeps it himself and is able to walk in on the block of the fullback for Kennesaw, Devin Burr. Faked it to him and then just kind of walked around back of him and into the end zone. And it's 12-0 now. Kennesaw on top of Pleasanton. 3:04 to go in the first period of play.
Again, something for Pleasanton to build on, because that was a long drive, but they bowed their neck down here on the goal line, made them go all four downs, and played some tough defense.
This started back at the 15-yard line of Pleasanton, you may recall. And they have run about 6 minutes off the clock on this drive. Fake the handoff on the conversion. Tyler Schnitzler then walks in as he sweeps the left side and gets 2 points, and it is now 14-0. Kennesaw leading Pleasanton. We'll take 60 seconds. Be back at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth with the kickoff right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
There's only been three possessions in this ball game that is now almost a full quarter old. Kennesaw has held the ball for about 6.5 minutes and about 6.5 for Pleasanton on a long drive that they did not score on but took a lot of time in. And that was one that was a turnover on down. Kennesaw took zero time off the clock virtually in the first scoring drive because that was Tyler Schnitzler taking the ball on a keeper 70 yards to the house. And whatever his 70-yard time is, so much came off because he was full tilt.
Yeah. Fortunate play there by Pleasant. The ball bounced off the deep back's foot and bounced into the end zone. Otherwise, he had a host of Blue Devils bearing down on him, which couldn't have been a pleasant experience for the young man.
So Pleasanton now is first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Their second offensive possession of the evening. Axman, the young quarterback, standing in shotgun formation, goes option to the left side. Got some running room. Nice cutback there. Gets across the 20 to about the 21-yard line. And he'll be brought down there by Jacob Ponitz.
Like they may have found something that works for them. They've run that option play about three times now. They aren't going to be able to drop back and throw the ball, so they're going to run the ball a little bit, that option with that one back set. And, again, try to spread this Blue Devil team out to find some lanes to run in.
Call it second down and a pretty healthy 2 yards to go, maybe three. Clock inside 2.5 to go in the first period now. Shotgun spread formation. They go out in the flare pass inside the 20-yard line and captured for a loss. There's a receiver, Evan Uden, right there and threw Eck out for a loss of a couple of yards. And so it's going to bring up third down.
Yeah, tried to run the quick swing out pass out here, and the Blue Shirts responded very quickly down the line of scrimmage. to get the receiver for a loss. So
third down and seven now, so they just flipped that. Instead of third down or second down and three, and now it's third down and seven on that loss on the completion, but tackle for loss. Minute 45 to go, first period. Again, spread formation. Twins to the left side, firing downfield. Axman's got a man, and it's going to be an interception. Kennesaw picks it off at the 40-yard line. Going up is Schnitzler. Preston Schnitzler on defense this time comes up big, and it'll be Kennesaw first and 10 at their own 39-yard line on an INT by the freshman Preston Schnitzler.
Well, that's the same play they got the long play on earlier in the first quarter. Quarterback tried to get it deep as a jump ball. Nice play by Schnitzler to go up and get it at its highest point and get the interception.
So now he'll turn it over to brother Tyler. And Kennesaw starts on the 39-yard line, their side of the halfway mark. Pitch to Preston Schnitzler, gets a little reward there for the INT and gets down inside the 30-yard line. About an 11-yard gain there by Preston Schnitzler.
You are right. I do like the way this young man runs. He is not running like a freshman. Lowering his shoulder, delivering a blow, and picking up first down yardage on just a simple toss sweep.
He might get an extra dessert.
He might. He comes out of the...
First down and 10 now coming.
Sisler came out of the game there a little bit, sitting down here on the sideline.
He's just getting a little break, stretching out a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like he's just stretching a little.
So that's going to bring Isaiah McChesney into the ball game as the tailback. And he gets the handoff, and he powers ahead for about 2 or 3 yards. We'll see what kind of progress they give him. Isaiah is a sophomore, 145 pounds, and he's a tall drink of water.
Yeah.
Be second down and 8 yards to go. They give him a two yards progress on that. And with clock running close to the end of the first quarter now, it'll be second down coming for the Blue Devils, hanging on now to a 14-0 lead. Two touchdowns and 1 2-point conversion made it that way. Under center is Schnitzler. Handoff, nope, fakes the handoff, now keeps it himself, scrambling around, fires out into the flat, and a skidding Dalton Bender almost got it, but it fell incomplete, and that's the first pass and incompletion by Schnitzler tonight.
Good pressure there by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Got up the field, forced Schnitzler out of the pocket, made him throw on the run, and he delivered the ball a little behind his receiver. Ball will
remain about the 28-29. Wilcox-Hildreth is leading Red Cloud 18-12. That's in the second quarter. All right, now we see Schnitzler in a shotgun with a third down coming and about 8 yards to go. High snap, back to pass. Now he's scrambling around. Schnitzler gets back to the line of scrimmage. Laundry is down on the field. Penalty markers down inside the 20. Schnitzler is finally brought down after a nice scramble and forward progress, but there's a penalty marker down across the field in front of the Pleasanton Bulldog bench.
Probably going to be a hold over there. Good pressure by the Bulldogs, but I'm not sure it's a good thing because Schnitzler gets out of the pocket. He can sure make things happen.
32 seconds to go on the game clock in the first quarter.
Yeah, if I was Pleasant, I would want to leave him in the pocket and not let him scramble because he seems to be much more dangerous running at this point.
All right, so there's going to be a penalty this time against Kennesaw. They're going to take it from the point of the infraction, and that's going to put it back not a full 5 yards from the original line of scrimmage. So it'll be third down and about 14 yards to go. Third and 14 on that probably a clipping infraction or hold.
No, I think it's a false start is what they called it.
Oh, was it?
False start over there on the far side.
Shotgun, two backs in the backfield with Schnitzler. Everybody else is in tight. Low snap this time. Schnitzler back to pass, fires across the middle, and again intended for Bender. We'll see whether or not. No, they say they wave it off. Incomplete. And again, Bendler has not been able to maintain his balance or footing, I should say, and he slid that time, the second time, trying to field a low pass.
Well, Snitzler's got it. He was up underneath center. He stepped back in the shotgun. First snap was high. He had to tap it with one hand. As you said, that one was low. That throws off your timing as a quarterback. You can't get your feet set. You got to get your eyes up and find your receiver. And good pressure by Pleasanton's causing that pass to come low on his two attempts.
Okay, so with a 14-point lead, Kennesaw is deciding on whether to go for it, kick it, pooch it. Schnitzler can do it all, so we'll just have to wait and see what their intent here is. The ball is at the 35 with fourth down. He's back to pass. Schnitzler cranks it up, fires downfield for Preston Schnitzler, in and out of his hands at about the 8-yard line. Good coverage down there by Pleasanton. The young man turns around. We find it's Clay Weber on the coverage. And it falls incomplete. Turnover on downs, and Pleasanton will have the ball back here with just a couple of seconds to go in the first period.
Good play by the defense there. A little bit of contact there, but I think it was incidental and to protect that long pass, which was potentially a touchdown.
The 34-yard line of Pleasanton is where the ball will be placed. And 8 seconds on the clock, so we'll probably get one playoff here, if that, and head into the second period. You know, for as much on-the-ground play as we've had, the clock has not run. It has not been a particularly swift first period.
Well, Pleasanton's thrown the ball a lot in the first quarter here.
Shotgun formation, and Axman, I'd say that was not Axman that day. That was Weber taking the direct snap, and he powers forward across the line of scrimmage and picks up about 2 or 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7 yards to go, and that should complete the first period of play here. And that is it. That's the end of the first period, so we're going to take a break here. Your score is Kennesaw 14, Pleasanton nothing. Back in a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
On the football your buddy fired through your windshield, the cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Greg Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller back at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth as Pleasanton takes over. Second down coming as they take the snap, and it is Eckert with the snap, and he is going to be captured as he tried to skirt the left-hand side.
Looks like.
And so it'll be second down and rather third down coming, and about 9 yards to go.
Well, it looks like the coaching staff are pleasant with a young team. He's trying to find what he does. We've seen him go spread and try to throw the ball. We've seen him run option. They've tried to get different quarterback and got a little bit of a power game. You know, they're trying to figure out as a young team what do they do. And we'll see what they do on this third down and long.
Let me make a correction. That was Clay Weber on that carry. Now back receiving the shotgun snap is Axman again. He fakes it one time, goes long downfield. He's got a man open, and it is over his head, but a penalty marker is down. They might get Tyler Schnitzler for pass interference. Cale Miller was the intended receiver down at the 20-yard line. That's where the laundry fell on the field, and it is just inside the 25-yard line where the referees are huddling up to see where they're going to place that ball.
Receiver got behind Schnitzler down there. The ball was well thrown. Quarter, you know, it's one of those cases where the receiver slows up just a step, gets run into the back, and it looks worse than it is, but it clearly was interference. They're bringing the ball back, though. I don't know. Are they bringing it back?
Are they going to say it was not catchable?
I don't know about that.
I don't see that signal.
Nope. There they're going. Okay.
They're going 15 yards.
Going
not
15 yards.
Well, yeah, that's right, because this is high school. Yards, that's not going to be pointing infraction.
Right.
15
right.
yards and a first down. Takes a while to get back into the rhythm here on right, rules. First down.
Been watching too much of the NFL preseason. Yeah. I'm sorry.
First and 10 at the 30-yard line of Kennesaw. Pleasanton capitalizing on a long pass that resulted in the penalty. A pass interference against Tyler Schnitzler. Shotgun Axman back there. Takes the snap. Looking around, option left side, and almost an errant pass, almost went out of bounds, or did go out of bounds, almost got picked off by Kennesaw.
Almost took it right out of his arms. The pitch was coming in. Dalton Bender comes in and just about rips it and goes the other way.
Second period of play just underway here now. Pleasanton with the ball. They're second down and about 12 yards to go. The ball spotted just outside the 30-yard line. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, and PlatteRiverPreps.com, where you can hear all of the ball games brought to you on Platte River Radio's network of stations. The broadcast booth brought to you by Husker Power Products as we have another shotgun formation. Axman firing downfield again after a scramble, has a man in and out of his hands at the 10-yard line. That was intended for Anthony Hill. But covered by Preston Schnitzler that time and incomplete. Third down, 12 coming.
Pretty nice throw to the outside. Only place his receiver could get it. But again, that field may be a little bit slick. Hard to get his feet turned around and get back to the outside.
Clock is stopped with that incompletion. Axman on the far side talking to Coach Ricky Westland now comes in to relay the play to his teammates. Third down and 12 yards to go. Axman again in the spread, in the backfield, joined back there by Clay Weber, who's taken a couple of direct snaps himself tonight. This one goes to Axman. He fires in the flat, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Cale Miller again, the man who had the interference call earlier, or drew the interference call earlier. Fourth down and 12 now. And again, what do you do?
Well, you know, you go for it at this point. You don't have a field goal kicker that can go that far.
Nope.
And your chances of punting it into the end zone, your net is not, 5 yards there?
Maybe,
yeah. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. So Axman comes in and says what? We'll find out here in a moment. They break the huddle now as they come up with wideouts to the left side, a wing back to the right side, and Axman is joined by the lone running back. As he takes the snap, goes back, he's going to be pressured, almost pulled down. He's got to scramble some more, and he's going to be brought down outside the 35-yard line. And another 5-yard loss or better forced by Kennesaw. As the quarterback, Axman, went down inside just outside the 36-yard line, so that'll be a turnover on downs now. And Kennesaw getting decent field position on a first and 10 from their own 36.
Tried to throw the screen to the left side. It was well defensed over there on that left side. Quarterback's forced to scramble and just not enough room over here. And the Blue Devils chased him down. Turnover. And again, you give the ball back to this offense. It's been very proficient the both times they've had the ball tonight. One turnover, I apologize.
10:43 till halftime, and the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up. Schnitzler under center. Again, has the Devin Burr fullback position and Preston Schnitzler tailback in back of him. Fakes it, fires out. He's got a man downfield, and that time Stoker does get it. And the big tight end, 215-pound senior, brings it all the way down inside the 20-yard line of Pleasanton.
Nice play-action pass, faked in a line of scrimmage with the tailback, stood up and delivered a nice pass to the tight end running right down the seam.
And it'll be first down and 10 from the 20-yard line of Pleasanton now as Kennesaw tries to build on a 14-0 lead. They have never trailed in this ball game. They came out first play of scrimmage. And a 70-yard touchdown run by Tyler Schnitzler, and it's built from then. Hand off from Schnitzler to Schnitzler as Preston, the tailback, gets it. He plows ahead down to close to first down territory. I think he's about a yard or two shy on that.
About 8 on the play. It's a nice run, though. They're getting that off-tackle play, leading that fullback up on that linebacker, and he's just running with nice patience, carrying the ball down the field 7 yards at a pop.
All right, they put it back a little bit, so it's going to be second down and four. And Schnitzler, wearing the number four, is under center now. And McChesney, the tailback, no, he's not. McChesney will get his number next second. He takes the sweep to the right side. 10, that's Keaton Harpen, the freshman running back. So they've used three tailbacks now in there tonight already for Kennesaw. As Craig Schnitzler, the coach, is getting a lot of different folks some touches here in the early weeks of the season.
Well, he's got young running backs. Most of these are sophomores and freshmen. He needs to get everybody some reps and get them an opportunity because down through the season, he's going to need more than one running back to change this play up. So good opportunity to get to look at some young people.
All right, I formation. Everybody is in tight. Schnitzler barks out the signals, keeps it himself, goes left. He's got a convoy in front of him, and he's going to waltz into the end zone untouched. A 20-yard run. Try that again. An 11-yard run by Tyler Schnitzler. His third touchdown of tonight.
You can do that when you have the luxury of having a senior quarterback to just
holy smokes, Zachary Evans, what a convoy!
Yeah, pulled out there the Evans blocking for him out there. Just told him put his hand on his back, told him which way he wanted to go, and he cut the other way, walked into the end zone.
Sideline kicker, good snap, good kick, and it is good, and so. Kennesaw adds to their lead. It is 21-0, 9:10 to go. Back with more on KLIQ FM. Your score again, Kennesaw 21, Pleasanton nothing. KLIQ FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems.
The Kennesaw
systems.
Market is an
year
affiliated
after year,
Foods
these
Midwest
systems have
store. The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Weber back standing at his 5-yard line to receive for Pleasanton after the touchdown run by Tyler Schnitzler. He's got three on the board tonight, one from 70 yards on the first play of the game, one from a yard out, and that one from 11 yards out. And Kennesaw mounting here a substantial lead in the second period of play. They tee it up, ball will be kicked off from the 30-yard line, and he's ready to go. Giving it a ride is Richard Sonic. And the ball goes into the end zone and a touchback. And Pleasanton, for about the fourth time tonight, is going to take over for one reason or another on their own 15-yard line.
Yeah, Pleasanton needs to just settle down and get a drive going here. Find something that works for them. Maybe go back to the option game a little bit.
Yes. All right. And it is Axman still in at quarterback. And standing is Clay Weber to his left side. Wide out both ways. And now we've got some motion that shouldn't be. And a procedure call will be called against Pleasanton. That'll back him up 5 yards.
I think they got him with a hard count.
Oh.
Got him with the hard count. Changed up the little count a little bit. Slow them Blue Devils down a little bit. Going two every now and again. Confuses them boys up front.
All right, so that was a fiver against Kennesaw. He's first down and five now. Again, shotgun by Axman. If that was a hard count, that was a nice job by the young man. Jump pass, and it's going to be intercepted in the backfield and taking it all the way in for the Blue Devils is Colton Blankenship. He just picked that baby off. It was going to be a little swing into the flat, and he stepped in front of it and took it to the house. And that is the second interception on Pleasanton tonight. Blankenship trots in from about 15 yards out.
Blankenship with a nice pick six. Quarterback tried to fit one in there, and he was laying there waiting for it. got it high, and as you said, just took it to the house. Nice pick six. That looks good on the tape.
Sonic, who we hear is an exchange student, is a kicker, and he put one through before, and he's going to do it again. Nice hold, good kick. Two PATs in a row. Not a usual sight in D2 football. And so it is now Kennesaw 28 and Pleasanton nothing. Back in a minute here on The Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
8:58 to go till halftime. The Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Craig Ecker, Tim Bob Kitzmiller back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Kickoff by Kennesaw, bobbled inside the 5-yard line. Picked up by Pleasanton and run back across the 10 to about the 12-yard line. Clay Weber doing a nice job and keeping his cool there, making something out of very little.
That could have been really bad. Yeah, he kept his head and found a hole and got back instead of being trapped down there against the goal line, which is not something that Pleasanton needs right now.
Not at all. First down and 10, Pleasanton will start out at right about the 15-yard line. So that was a nice job by Weber. He got back. It was no worse than a touchback at that point. They're down by 28 points. And it is now a matter of, as we say, one play at a time, building on things. Weber is standing as the quarterback as they send Axman out wide to the right side. I don't know if this is what they call their Wildcat series or not, but he takes it and hands it straight up to the other running back.
Which we haven't seen yet.
And he'll get about 2 yards. Let's see how they uncover here. The running back there is going to be Jake Neal, I think. Is that number 2?
Number 2, yeah.
Jake Neal is a 140-pound junior. Seward has a 14-7 lead over Hastings third quarter. Northwest hanging on a 21-0 lead over Sydney. Gehring over Holdridge now 26-14. Aurora leading McCook 26-10. And here in Kennesaw, the Blue Devils have the Bulldogs of Pleasanton 28-0. Direct snap again, and a handoff on the inside to Neal, and he's going to get hemmed down for a loss of about 5 yards. He's back down at the original line of scrimmage. They give him a little more forward progress than that. It's going to be third down and about 8 yards to go. So loss of 2 there on that.
Yeah, they do well when they go straight ahead. They're not going to be able to run sideline to sideline against this Blue Demon defense. They run really well for their size. So when you try to bounce something outside, you're going to wind up losing yards on it.
Okay, they go shotgun again with Clay Weber, and they send Axman wide to the right side. Weber back to pass. He's a southpaw, and he flings it downfield. It is in and out of the hands of his intended receiver, Blake Eckhout. And Eckhout is covered over there by Tyler Schnitzler, and it'll bring up fourth down and 8 yards to go.
He's got a pretty good arm for a southpaw. He put it out there pretty well and put it on the man pretty well, but good coverage by the defensive back there, Schnitzler.
And so fourth down, and we may see our first punt of the evening. Yep.
And this could be dangerous as well.
I think if I'm reading this, again, the numbers are a little tough to read here. 55, I think Cole Sheen is the punter, takes it at the 5-yard line. Nice high kick. Nice high kick. It bounces outside the 30, and they're going to let it roll inside to about the 24.5-yard line. It is down there by Clay Weber. And so nice job by the punter, Cole Sheen, and it'll set up first and 10 inside the 30-yard line, their own 30-yard line, for the for the Kennesaw Blue Devils.
That's a pretty good flip of the field to take it off of your basically 10-yard line and put it the other end down here at about the 25. So good punt, and see if they can muster a little defense here. Kennesaw has had their way here in the second quarter.
Two interceptions have resulted in scores for Kennesaw. One was a pick six. Under center with a deuce backfield now is Schnitzler. And they do the crossbug, give it to Preston Schnitzler, who does a nice spin move and gets it out to the 30-yard line. That's a nice little nifty move there.
It's a nice little move. He's got his shoulder pads low and hitting and spinning like they teach you in practice. Five-yard gain there.
Second down coming with 5 yards to go.
He's running with a lot of confidence. This offensive line here is playing with a lot of intensity.
I'm just looking down here. Overton is now leading McPherson County 26-0. That's either 13 safeties or they got it back the other way. Under center, I formation, handoff Schnitzler to Schnitzler, and he almost goes coast to coast as he blasts up across the first down marker and goes up to nearly the 37 or 8-yard line. It'll remove the chains and keep Kennesaw in business.
As I said, this coach has said in the pregame he wanted to see how those front five responded, and they are responding very well here for the Blue Demons tonight.
6:39 until halftime in the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Your You Get More Superstore halftime report. 6 minutes worth of playing time away. Under center Schnitzler again. Hand off to Preston Schnitzler. He barrels through and again picks up a tough 3-4 yards. Looks like he can do it any old way you want to. Between the tackles, on the outside, cut back. Enough speed, comes out of the backfield, does a nice job of catching the ball as well. Preston Schnitzler. Wilcox Hildreth now leads Red Cloud 24-18. That's a halftime score. Lawrence Nelson leading Meridian 22-8. I formation, second down, 8 yards to go. Pitch, Preston Schnitzler, left side, cut back, nice move. Stiff arm and gets all the way up to close to first down territory.
Good patience there by Schnitzler to lineman out in front, creating a nice wall and cut back right behind their blocks and just shy of the first down.
You want partial scores and final scores, remember to text Platte River Preps to 90210. Platte River Preps to 90210. Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show on Classic Hits 98.9, hosted by Skip Berry, coming up shortly past 9:30 on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And invite you to join us at that point. Schnitzler back to pass, dancing around, fires. He's got a man, and he brings it down inside the 10-yard line. I think that's Stoker again. Mason Stoker, the tight end, 215-pounder. He's rumbling down there, and he reached up that big paw, brought down a first-down catch.
Actually, initial good defense there. They tried to run that same play action. Schnitzler had to roll out a little bit and have a little patience, but the receiver worked himself open, and he delivered a good ball, and it's a first and goal. First and goal looks like just inside the 10.
McChesney comes in now as the tailback, and I think they're, it's going to be technically it is first and goal just inside the 10, so under 10 yards to go to pay dirt, but they have to get in. McChesney, the lone setback, and the handoff on the crossbuck on the inside to the big man, Devin Burr, and he gets inside the 5-yard line. And it'll bring up second down and goal to go from just inside the 5.
Well, they have mixed it up well with different backs, different directions.
Nice crossback, looking play.
Nice little trap there for the fullback, and he carried the ball with a little authority.
Gives Burr a chance to get a little up ahead of steam for that 205-pound frame.
You got to give the big man the ball every now and again, right?
Keep him happy.
For you. Yeah, got to keep him happy.
One, that might be four or five good blocks there just to keep him motivated. Under center, deuce backfield. Schnitzler again, crossbuck this time to McChesney, and he's down close to the goal line. We'll see if they give him credit for the touch. Not yet. He's just outside the goal line. McChesney on the carry that time for the Blue Devils. Up by 28 points here as we cruise closer to halftime. We're 3:52 to go until halftime. From the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, glad to have you along tonight on the Game of the Week on KLIQFM.com. under center Schnitzler. This time they hand it off to the big guy. And I think Burr is going to burrow in, and he does. And it's another touchdown for Kennesaw.
Just a big power play there. Just a simple handoff to the fullback. He lowered his shoulders and just powered his way in for those 2 yards.
Devin Burr, senior, 205-pounder. It's pay dirt. And now Sonic will come in for another single-point attempt. Again, kicked conversions are not a common thing in D2 football. Well, we've had 3 for 3 now as the last one comes up good. And, boy, I tell you what, he nailed it.
Yeah, he is just automatic. He just makes that look easy.
35-0 now. Kennesaw is got good control of this ball game. We'll take a half-minute timeout and hear the Blue Devils kick off to Pleasanton in a half a minute. 35-0 Kennesaw on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It'll be Kennesaw kicking off with a 35-point lead. We're just checking the 35-point rule here. The running clock would start if Kennesaw maintains a 35-point lead into the second half, but not this first half. Hill watches it go out of bounds through the end zone and a touchback. Nice kickoff there by Kennesaw.
He's done that twice. He's kicked it right along that left side over here and skirted just inside the pylon, so it's been through the end zone as opposed to out of bounds. That could be quite a weapon if that young man could keep that up all year.
That's great.
That helped.
They just shut the lights off here in the press box. That helps to see a little bit better. All right. And so Kennesaw back on defense. Axman back to take the shotgun snap, and penalty markers are down, and we start this Pleasanton series as we did the last one with a penalty. Starting on their own 15, Pleasanton will see what the referees have to say here.
A little anxious there. I think the wide receiver out here flinched and didn't remember the snap count.
On that last drive, Kennesaw started on their own 25-yard line, so that was a 65-yard drive there that ended in that one-yard Devin Burr plunge for pay dirt. Speaking of plunge, that's what the quarterback for Pleasanton does here as he takes it up for a couple of yards. It'll bring up second down. Well, like 4 yards, second down, 11 yards to go. It was first and 15 on that last one, so he got some nice yardage on the plunge.
That's when the coach says, okay, just line up and surge forward. We need some positive yardage here.
We need that.
Yeah, so
I think that was Weber actually on that.
Yeah, I think so.
And so Weber's done some nice stuff tonight for Pleasanton. Of course, those Axman has too. He's really, really young, but you could almost see him grow here even in this first half.
Well, it's either, NATO can or can't. It's got to. Got to at this point. Ain't a whole lot of choice in the matter.
Timeout is being taken here by Pleasanton. Let's take a minute. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kennesaw with a 35-point lead.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Why buy a brand new car when you can buy a brand used car? Like a 2012 Chevy Impala LTZ with only 17,000 miles. Cost over $30,000 new, but yours for only $21,175 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Breeze.com.
The Breeze 94.5.
All right, back, and Weber on a keeper gets another yard or so. It's third down coming, and just a skosh over 10 yards to go for Pleasanton, just trying to get out of this first half here. They're down 35-0. Had some good things happen for them, a couple of nice long completions, and it's just been a matter right now of experience against inexperience for the most part.
That's true. That's true.
Shotgun Axman fakes one way now. He fires downfield. He's looking for Eckhout, and it's going to be picked off. Third pickoff, second by Tyler Schnitzler tonight, and he's at the 10-5. Touchdown. Tyler Schnitzler takes it all the way in on a 25-yard interception, but there is a flag on the field back up at the 18-yard line. Now, was that because something happened before or after the pickoff?
I think it must have been on the run back.
Did I say, no, that's his first pick. It was Preston had the other pickoff.
Preston had the other one, you're right.
They both had good games tonight. And we're still waiting for the referees to tell us what occurred there and what the repercussions are. Preston Schnitzler checks back into the ball game for Kennesaw. We still have the down and distance pointing in terms of a Pleasanton Bulldog possession, but we'll see if that's going to turn around or not. There's going to be a penalty.
On the return.
Okay, so the interception will stand, but they're going to spot the ball at the 26-yard line. So just about where Tyler Schnitzler picked it off, somebody committed a no-no, and the run back is going to be negated. And so Kennesaw will have the ball at the 27 of Pleasanton as we have 2:03 to go in the first half. Schnitzler on an inside handoff. Big guy Burr, Devin Burr, just knocks people out of the way as he gets down another 6-7 yards.
That was a heads-up play by Mr. Burr. The ball snapped right through the quarterback's hands and hit the ground. He bent up and picked it up like it was nothing and ran into the line of scrimmage for about a 6-yard gain. That was just as smooth as the other side of your pillow. Cool as the other side of your pillow. I'm sorry.
You pick your opportunities if you're a fullback. That doesn't carry a lot.
Exactly. The ball's in front of you. Pick it up and run with it.
1:37 to go in the first half. Shotgun now for the Blue Devils. Schnitzler and Burr in the backfield. Wet ball and a little mishandle there, but a fire across the middle and completed pass. Completed pass for a touchdown, 27-yard touchdown pass.
Nice post pattern there. Quarterback got back, looked to the outside, got a nice post pattern, delivered it on time, right into the chest of receiver. That is nice throw and catch.
Wyatt Woodman on the reception there, crossing pattern, and he was right there for it. So Schnitzler accounts for, what is it, 6 of the 7 touchdowns here tonight in one form or another. Yeah, Sonic again, and he puts it. Nope, it was a little low there, so Sonic is not going to get credit for that PAT.
That was a little, not as clean of a snap and hold that time. They're going to have to practice that part of it a little more, but really a nice pass. I liked the throw and catch on that play.
Schnitzler delivering a strike to Woodman, and the score increases now as we approach halftime. 1:13 to go until the half. 41-0 on the missed extra point there by Sonic. But Sonic had a string of 3 in a row. And like you said, just a little bit. Actually, both the snap on the pass for the touchdown and the snap on the PAT a little bit off. It could be the moisture on the football.
Well, it's harder than you think to have a consistent deep snap from that center. It takes a lot of practice. And most of the snaps they've taken from underneath center and to go back and forth.
Well, and that's really true. The Kennesaw center is usually snapping it right up, and Schnitzler's right there. Now they've used the shotgun a couple of times and, of course, having a snap for the kick, which Kennesaw has not done a lot in the past either.
Sure.
I mean, who knows? They may have had to have a chalk talk on how one point's are added on here in D2. You don't know.
Yep.
Kickoff by Sonic, and it bounces inside the 15-yard line, then out of bounds as Weber couldn't hang on to it. And Pleasanton will take over just inside their 15.
You know, if he gets a little more height on that, I think the outside guy might run underneath that.
And down it.
Yeah. Can't advance it.
Well, that'd be a live ball, right? wouldn't it?
It would be like an onside kick. Yeah. He can't advance it, but it'd be an onside kick. So.
Okay, they spot the ball finally at about the 17. It'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs. And, again, they're just trying to get out of this thing and talk to the coach at halftime. And they're going to figure out what they need to do in the second half to make this game worth something from their standpoint and build on what they learned tonight in the first half and what they can do and what they might want to try to do. Shotgun formation, Axman back to pass. In the flat, he's got a man. That's Weber, and he's going to be horse-collared right there. Right there by Mason Stoker again, the tight end, defensive end. Stoker pulled in a nice pass offensively. The 215-pound senior making his evidence defensively that time.
Well, you're trying to throw a little screen pass out here, but you're getting way too much pressure there. And the Blue Demons are just responding well, reading what's in front of him and going and getting the ball.
Second down, close to 20 yards to go for Pleasanton. They're backed up inside their 10-yard line. They have to get all the way up to about the 27 or 8-yard line for a first down. Axman in the shotgun formation. He's got a spread both ways. Back to pass, fakes once. Now scrambling around, fires one out intended for, but falling shy of Weber at about the 20-yard line.
Well, when you're a young quarterback like that and you're getting pressure all night, you've thrown up a few interceptions, you just, you know, you're just trying not to make another mistake, and that might have been what he was there, just get rid of it and not throw an interception.
All right, third down, and again, 20 yards or thereabouts to go. And that time they're going to just run it into the line, see if they can run the clock out. Clock is down to 13, 12 seconds to go. Kennesaw is not going to stop the clock. They're up 41-0. And they just soon get a break at this point as well and talk to their coach, Craig Schnitzler. Allen's of Hastings halftime report is coming up in just a couple of minutes. From the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Craig Eckert and Tim Bob Kitzmiller reporting a score of Kennesaw 41, Pleasanton nothing. In game one of week zero here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, one of four high school football games brought to you by Platte River Radio this evening. If you want to keep up on scores, text us, Platte River Preps to 90210, Platte River Preps to 90210. The scores will come up automatically on your mobile phone as we have them. We're updating about every 10 or 15 minutes. A number of scores coming in, and we'll continue to do that through the evening. And we invite you to listen in on a couple of our different scoreboard shows, our sister station, KHAS, 1230 AM, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on KHAS after the Seward-Hastings Tiger game, and also on Classic Hits 98.9, Platte River Prep scoreboard show is coming up shortly after 9:30, or the Classic Hits High School Football Game of the Week. That is that Overton game. It'll be interesting to hear what Randy Bushketter has to say about how many of those 26 points that Overton had really came on safeties. We know six of the 26 did, but if they got 10 more safeties, I don't know. That would make the highlight reel even on some national shows, wouldn't it? All right, we'll take a break and be back with the Allens of Hastings halftime report in just a moment, and we'll get you up to speed on any of the other scores as they come through and talk about stats and tonight's game between Pleasanton and Kennesaw that the Blue Devils have in control. 41-0 now at halftime. Back in a couple of minutes here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. The AgriShare product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and ordered. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah. Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here. Powered by LP Diesel Irrigation Engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power, parts, timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings. And I didn't see any of the rain tonight. I say that loosely. Changing anyone's irrigation plans, I don't think. We didn't get a whole lot here.
No.
And so anyhow, we're at halftime, and of course that means the Allen's of Hastings halftime report, brought to you by your locally owned Allen Superstore of Hastings. Check this week's specials in your local paper or online at allensuperstore.com. Allen's, the more you get, more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Let's take a look. First of all, we'll have some halftime stats coming up here. Tim Bob's working on that, but let's look at some of the partials that we have so far at Platte River Preps to 90210. Kearney leading Pius the 10th, 20-0 in the third quarter. Lincoln Northeast over Grand Island, 21-7. That's at halftime. In Class B, it's Aurora leading McCook 26-10, Gehring over Holdridge 26-14, Northwest over Sydney 34-6. Those are both fourth quarter scores. That Aurora game was a third quarter score. Seward has Hastings 21-7 in the third quarter. O'Neill 17, and North Platte St. Pat's nothing. Try that again. That's not North Platte St. Pat's. That's St. Paul.
St. Paul.
That's St. Paul. I was thinking St. Pat's. That's St. Paul. Nelson 17, St. Paul nothing. That's at the halftime. Overton over Stapleton McPherson County, 26-0. We were laughing before because they started out with a 6-0 lead. All of those 6 points came on safeties. And we were just trying to figure out, since 26 is divisible by two, how many more of those points came out of safeties. BDS over Cross County by a score of 35-0 in the third quarter. South Lincoln over Anselmo Myrna, 19-6 in the second quarter. South Loop, I should say. And I just popped in with some more scores here. Wilcox-Hildreth over Red Cloud, 24-18. Burwell leading Ansley, 14-8, that's in the second. South Loop, now I'm back again. South Loop 19 and Anselmo Myrna 6 in the second quarter. So those are some of the partials coming in. And again, we'll keep you up to speed. You can do it yourself if you want to. Just text Platte River Preps to 90210 and you'll get the scores at the same time that we do, thanks to Merritt Lawson and the folks at PlatteRiverPreps.com. All right, we have had a heck of a game here for Kennesaw. They are up by 41 points. We'll find out how those 41 points resulted in the individual stats when we return on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually, we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Get more for your dollar when you shop at your locally owned Allens Superstore. Shop Allens Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter's apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ads and the thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings? Well, what kind of stats did they can't get much more out of Tyler Schnitzler.
It's the Schnitzler Show. It's Tyler and Preston Schnitzler Show. Just a great start to the season for Tyler with great expectations and senior leadership. Started the game off with a 70-yard touchdown run. He's currently sitting at 6 carries, 121 yards unofficially. Preston carried the bulk of the plays there from his tailback spot, 12 carries for 72 yards. Burr, the fullback, had a couple of carries, 4 for 14, one of them for a touchdown. And McChesney's gotten in there, gotten 2 carries for 6 yards, and Hartman's gotten 1 for 2 yards. So spreading it out pretty good. And, again, the Schnitzler Show on the ground, primarily up front, the big guys are taking care of business. They've used some play-action pass, and Tyler started off 0 for 3 throwing the football. Then he connected on 22, 25, and 27-yard passes, 2 of those for touchdowns. So he's 3 of 6 for 74 yards, and that's a pretty good percentage. Like I said, once he got going, and the play-action passes worked very well for them. They've had some penalties, 3 for 40 yards, some holding penalties that have killed some drives in the plays. But overall, a very excellent start for Kennesaw. For Pleasanton, the Bulldogs, Axman has had 5 carries for a negative 2 yards. Weber is 6 carries. His net is 0 for the night. Neal's had 2 carries for 4 yards. Most of their damage or their efforts have come through the air. They opened up with a long 18-yard pass down the sideline and then have gone 5 for 9 for 22 yards. A lot of dinks and dunks, and there's been some negatives in there because of the trying to get the screenplay set up. A couple of penalties, 2 for 30, and the big thing is turnovers. Pleasant's turned the ball over 3 times, 2 of them – interceptions. One of them a pick six. One of them resulted in a touchdown. It was called back from the pick six. Kennesaw started the way we start. Young team for Pleasanton, and they are trying to find their way in a very tough football game in the first half.
Let's take a look at how the scoring went. You said things went very well very early for Tyler Schnitzler. He took the first snap from scrimmage and scampered 70 yards all the way to the house and made it 6-0. Then a little bit later on, with 3:03 to go in the first period, Schnitzler took it in from 1 yard, capping a 75-yard drive. It made it 14-0 because he ran a two-point conversion in. So it was all Tyler Schnitzler for the first 14 points. An interception by Preston Schnitzler came to no score, but one turnover, the first of several INTs against Pleasanton. The other Kennesaw score that made it 21-0 was an 11-yard run by Schnitzler. That was TD number 3. Point after touchdown on a kick by Sonic was good. We're going to start calling those Sonic Booms. Still call them Sonic Booms.
I like it.
Blankenship intercepted and a pick six with about 9:10 to go in the half. Made it 28-0. And again, another PAT good for Sonic. Devin Burr on a 1 yard run powered his way in, made it 35-0. And the last score of the first half for Kennesaw was a 27 yard strike from Schnitzler to Woodman. Made it 41-0. PAT was no go that time, but 41-0 is where we stand right now with the Blue Devils doing a heck of a job. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more halftime report brought to you by Allen's right after this timeout on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Whether you get more, Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
The Breeze. 94.5.
Back again on the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller on the Breeze, 94.5. Allen's of Hastings halftime report. We're at 41-0. Kennesaw is leading Pleasanton here in week zero, game one. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Everything you need in one store, including groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, wine cellar. They'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised store specials. Why not stop? Why shop anywhere else? When you can shop locally at Allen's Superstore, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So, okay, Ricky Westland is a heck of a coach. But if you're a heck of a coach and you're down 41-0, what are you telling the folks?
Settle down. Let's play football. Okay. There's nothing to throw that first half away. Line up. Block the man across from you. Carry the ball. Let's execute some offense. Let's find something that works. Okay? Didn't expect you to play perfect in the first half. And it'll get better if you'll play together. That's what I'd tell him. Now, I don't know what he'd tell him, but that's what I'd tell him.
Defensively?
Defensively, you're going to have to put the hat on somebody. You know, get a hat on a man, fight off your blocks, and know that you're playing against a heck of an athlete on the other side of the ball. So make a play.
Now, I'm guessing that we will have officially undergone the running clock beginning in this second half. So that means, in theory, nothing stops the clock. Nothing stops the clock except for, I think, a touchdown.
Change of possession.
So going out of bounds shouldn't stop the clock.
Incomplete pass shouldn't stop it.
Penalty shouldn't stop it. You wouldn't think penalties would stop it at all, because that would be a great tactic if you were the one that was behind, wouldn't it?
One behind. Depends on how far behind you
are. Yeah. Got 200 yards in penalties, Coach. But, yeah, but look how much clock we saved, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, they're teeing it up. And, of course, Pleasanton kicked off in the first half. Kennesaw won the toss in the first half and elected to receive the ball. Now they're going to kick off here in the second half. Standing back is Anthony Hill, along with Clay Weber. And here comes Zonick's kick inside the 5-yard line, and Weber picks it up, and they kind of huddle around at the 5-yard line. That was the strangest deal I've ever seen, but it was planned. They huddled at the 5. He stood there, took the ball, stood there at the 5. His teammates came around him kind of like they were hiding him, and he tried to take off on the right side, and Kennesaw wasn't fooled much.
No, I haven't seen that play since Little League. It's everybody huddles together. Who's got the ball? Who's taking the ball? One guy you thought ran out, and the other one tries to run back up the middle. Kennesaw wasn't fooled. And, that's a fun play.
A little bit of a gimmicky play there, but, hey, you're down 41-0. What the heck?
41-0. Pull out all the stops.
What running clock here with 11:23 to go in the third period. Now they're going to stop the running clock.
No, it's running.
No, he just wound it up again. I don't know. That might be force of habit. Okay. Sweep to the left side as Weber gets out to about the 8-yard line. I think that's part of it, is sometimes the referees forget they've got a running clock going, and they give these hand signals that throw the rest of us off. I have to ask Jim Langan about that sometime. What's that all about?
What's that all about? Let's bring in our official. Give us an update there. It is running, though.
It is running right now. Well, it should be under any circumstance there on the running play, but that last one, I couldn't figure out why they were waving it to stop. All right, wideouts both ways for Pleasanton. Shotgun, Axman rolling right, in trouble, and he's going to lose the ball in the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown for Kennesaw. Touchdown, Kennesaw.
Quarterback running around back there, waving the ball around, and that'll happen.
Dalton Bender falls on it for a touch for Kennesaw, and so running clock or not, Kennesaw picks up the ball, loose in the end zone, and moves the score up to 47-0. And now Zonick, the place kicker, foreign exchange student, comes in, and we kind of nicknamed the Zonick Boom. We made that up. You may not want to stick with it, but we made that up. Kind of like it.
We're having
10:26 on the clock, and he booms it. And it is 48-0 as Kennesaw jumps on a loose football.
And the coaching staff says, hey, boys, you got to keep playing football. You know, the clock may be running, but we still got a game to play here. Quarterback was back there, got pressure, didn't tuck it away, tried to wave it around, and it gets knocked out. And it's a learning experience. Again, we got a young sophomore quarterback, probably his first start. And he's finding out it doesn't play exactly like it does in practice. So they've got to keep playing, and coaches at Kennesaw has got to keep their kids focused.
10:26 to go in the third. That errant fumble fallen on by Dalton Bender was certainly not part of the game plan here in the second half.
Not the start they were looking for.
Not at all. Schnitzler will do the kicking this time for Kennesaw on the kickoff. And again, Hill is back to receive the kick along with Weber again. The score stopped the clock. And they give it a ride.
Wow.
Nice kick there. Goes out of the end zone. Touchback. Now the clock will stop. We'll start with the first play from scrimmage.
Tyler kicked that one. So let me show you how it's done. This is how we do it
in the U.S. of A,
I'll
show son.
You the sonic boom.
This is how we do it in the U.S. of A.
Yeah. All right, they'll wind it here as soon as the play starts.
Shotgun formation. Axman. Nope, it's Weber taking the ball. And he's going to get thrown for a loss way back at about the 1 yard line. So right now, the biggest problem is protection for the quarterback for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, which is something that Ricky Westland didn't need to have happen. That's like springing a leak in another part of the boat.
There are quite a few lookout blocks being thrown up front at this point. And I can tell you, as a former quarterback, those are not my favorite blocks. Yes. Look out. Here they come.
Second down and better than 20 yards to go now. Kennesaw has pinned Pleasanton all the way back inside the 5-yard line. Line of scrimmage started out at the 15. Now we go shotgun again. Weber at the quarterback slot. Fakes it one way. Now he'll keep it himself, and he gets some positive yardage out to about the 10-yard line. He has to get up to the 25 to move the sticks, however.
Now, that's a pretty good play there. I think they're going to have to keep running the football. They're just getting too much pressure by the Blue Demons to be able to drop
nice
back
gain
and throw the ball.
Gain of about 7 before they could get him drugged down.
Third quarter score here, 48-0. Clock running just outside the 9-minute mark, and we've got the running clock, which in theory doesn't stop unless there's a score change of possession. And there has been that a couple of times. Weber again, shotgun, keeps it himself, goes left side on the quarterback keeper outside the 15, nearly 20-yard line. He's trying to get his team into some sort of rhythm there, even if it's a keeper on his own. And that will bring up a fourth down, and about 7 yards to go, 4th and 7. Boy, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. Good job of carrying the football there by big number 7. He's took it in his hands and tried to pick up first down. Good push there by Pleasanton to get off their goal line. And we'll see our second punt by Pleasanton.
First one was a pretty good kick.
Yep.
Cole Sheen, the kicker for Pleasanton, he had a nice high kick before. And that's what you want to get your coverage underneath it. Another decent high kick is going to bounce at the 35-yard line. And Preston Schnitzler will walk away and not attempt to field it. It is going to be touched dead at the 29-yard line, 29-yard line of Kennesaw, as the Blue Devils get it back.
Not a bad punt there. You got a pretty stiff wind blowing across, too.
28-yard line, Blue Devil side of the field.
So Kennesaw has McChesney coming in as the tailback. We've got several substitutes coming in now, so I'm going to grab the old roster board here again and see if we can keep up. Back in is Woodman, who caught that nice touchdown pass. Now, Craig Schnitzler, the coach, is not happy with the way the substitutes came in, so he's going to call a timeout and handpick who he's going to have on the field. So let's take a 30-second timeout here. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5 FM. High school game of the week, and Kennesaw is leading Pleasanton 48-0 with 7:49 to go in the third. We'll be back after this.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, they break the huddle on the sideline around Coach Craig Schnitzler, and now he apparently, Keaton Harpen is in. He'll be one of the running backs. But Chesney is in there. And let's see who they send up to quarterback the team. That looks like Harpen is going to be the man taking the snap from center. But Chesney is the tailback, and Harpen hands it straight up the middle to the fullback. And that'll be Austin Schnitzler, I think. Can't pick up his number here. We'll get it. About 3 yards on the fullback dive there. Second down coming with about 7 yards to go.
And, you know, I think this is smart for Kennesaw. You've got a lot of young players. You need to get them on the field. Take advantage of it.
I think that's Ponitz, who is in at fullback now, Ponitz. And this time the quarterback keeps it and tries to go to the left side. He's going to be pushed back. That's Harpen. And it looks like Tyler Schnitzler has about had it for tonight, at least quarterbacking the football team. Third down and a little longer than five to go now for essentially the second teamers in there now for Kennesaw. And when you think about it, what's the sense of having the risk of injury on your
opening night?
Yeah,
sure. And get the young kids in there, give them a chance to play. And
Things happen. You know, you have hamstring pulls, slip on the grass and catch, you know.
Yep.
Harpen calls out the signals. Deuce backfield, back to pass. He's a left-handed thrower. Fires long downfield. Woodman's there. Overshoots him at the 20-yard line. Wyatt Woodman almost caught his second pass of the night. That would have been a score for sure had it been a connection. But instead, it'll be a turnover on downs. And Pleasanton will get the ball back after this presumed punt. Oh, there's Tyler Schnitzler coming back in to do the punting. He'll stand at his 20-yard line and back at about the 15-yard line is Pleasanton.
Young man has Anthony, pretty good arm.
Anthony Hill is back there. Nice high kick. Fair catch called for, and the ball runs free into the end zone. And it'll be down. No, it didn't get to the end zone. Down there by a Kennesaw player. Nice play by Stoker again. And he downs it inside the 5-yard line. So Pleasanton just can't buy a break here.
Well, a Pleasanton player needs to get away from it. He kind of stuck his hands out there. Apparently the ball missed his fingers, or that would have been a muff punt. But play like that, you just get away from it. And like I said, not add insult to injury.
5:38 to go. Clock has stopped on that change of possession. As Pleasanton breaks the huddle, they have Axman back at quarterback and Weber standing in the backfield with him, and now a timeout is going to be called by Kennesaw again. So much for the running clock.
They can't get lined up. I'm telling you, the hardest part sometimes is just getting people in the right spot to do the right thing.
I suspect that part of that had to do with he's trying to do, Craig Schnitzler is trying to do on defense what he did on offense, which is to amply stock his players from the second team. And not everybody was in the right possession or position.
Well, you think about it. You work so hard in probably camp, get your first team ready to go. They get most of the reps, get most of the opportunities. And so these young men are, some of them, first time they've probably been on the field and gotten a chance to line up in a game. And so, you know, where do I go, coach? What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And it's frustrating for the coaches, but that's how they learn.
Clock is at 5:13 in the third now. And let's take a look and see if we got any other. Red Cloud has now exchanged the lead. Wilcox Hildreth has a 32-26 lead over Red Cloud in the third quarter. That's gone up and down. Lawrence Nelson is leading.
Check your cheat sheet.
Check my cheat sheet. Meridian, 30-8. Burwell of Ransley. Litchfield 14-8.
Oh,
and a nice pitch catch as Pleasanton completes a pass out to the 18-yard line, and that was Cale Miller on the reception there. So it'll be second down coming. Well, they give him a first down. Moves the chains. First down on that nice pitch catch. So the ball moves out to just inside the 20-yard line. Again, a spread formation. Axman has had some success now pitches it out into the flat, and Weber has it. Weber out to the 22-yard line, and he'll be brought down at the 22-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go. Doesn't get any better than Kennesaw with the train, does it? Maybe Overton with the trains.
My pen has died, and
there's some more in that other, other case.
I got to get my equipment failure.
All right, we'll let you do that.
All right.
Look on the side of the...
Good folks here in Kennesaw taking care of
it. Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, not that pen. You got nothing to say at all, do you?
Exactly. I'm lost.
Shotgun spread formation, second and eight. Axman back to pass, scrambles around, finds Weber across the middle. Nice cutback move. Weber, 30, 35, 40. Weber down to the 35-yard line, stutter steps, and gets down to nearly the 30-yard line of Kennesaw. Nice move there by Weber, who's been very, very stout here in this ball game for Pleasanton.
He's been playing hard all night. He really has. That's a nice catch. The ball was not delivered perfectly. He had to go turn around and catch it, then get upfield, made a nice stutter step here at about the 40-yard line to cut back. And that's a big play. They needed that.
You know, you can tell that with good programs, though. You know, they might be down, but you just see that glimmer that you know in 3 years these kids are going to be beating up other people.
Yep, still fighting, still playing.
First down and 10 now. This time Weber is in the backfield, and he'll take the snap. Hands off to Neal. Neal's got some running room down inside the 15, 10, 5. Jake Neal, touchdown. Touchdown, Pleasanton Bulldogs. And they're on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Down 48 now to 6.
Well, you know, they realize you're doing it against your second teamers there, but you still got to be able to execute. People got to block people and run through holes. That's a good run by Neal. He took the handoff, hit a gap, and was gone. Showed some nice speed there.
Jake Neal, young man. Took the pitch from the quarterback, Weber, handoff from the quarterback, Weber, and now they're going to line up and try and kick a point after. Dalton Leffelholtz, standing at his 12-yard line, will take a step, and the ball will be spotted at the 10. Penalty markers are down. Kick does not even come off. Penalty markers down there. We'll see if it's on the offense or the defense.
There were a lot of blue shirts back in that backfield. I'm not sure anybody blocked anybody. Maybe it was the offsides penalty that caused him to stand up.
That was a long run by Neal. About, what did you give him, 30?
32
yards.
Penalty is against Pleasanton. It's going to be declined by Kennesaw.
So it remains 48-6 as the penalty was on the offense and declined by defense. And so Pleasanton will kick off now to Kennesaw as the clock stops on that change of possession. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Your score again now. Kennesaw 48, Pleasanton 6. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Oh, my. It's 48-6. An explosion there by Jake Neal put Pleasanton on the scoreboard tonight for the first time. Nice efforts by Axman and Weber and Neal on that drive, which actually amounted to, considering all the problems they had, that was about a 65-yard drive, I think.
Yep, I believe so.
Started back at the 18-yard line of Pleasanton.
They got to switch tees, apparently. The tee they got is broken. They can borrow one from the other side, maybe. Cock-a-doodle. Just a neighborly thing to do, you know.
It's
Somebody come up here and hold it like Lionel and Lucy and Charlie Brown.
Just don't pull the football in.
Yeah, just don't pull the football out.
All right, Weber's got what he likes now on a tee, and he'll kick off for the first time tonight, other than on the opening kickoff.
There you go.
30-yard line is where they spot the ball. Woodman is back inside the 5-yard line for the kickoff return. Under the lights from Kennesaw, the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, onside kick. Falling down on it is Stoker.
Nice
Another nice play by Stoker tonight. Big guy is on it. He caught a pass. He fell on a touchdown, and that time saved the onside kick.
Yeah, good heads-up play there. They came right out of the huddle and tried to catch him off guard. Weber hit a pretty good little roller there. Didn't take the bounce you want there, but as I said, Stoker dropped on it, and it will be Kennesaw's ball going the other way. And they can wind the clock.
They'll wind it on the snap, apparently. Okay. Under center is Preston Snitzler this time. He fires a long pass. Woodman's got it. 15, 10, 5. Woodman, second TD tonight via the air.
Just a simple there. Fake into the line. Preston stepped back, and Woodman was wide open. Nobody around him. I don't know where the safety was at, but he obviously did not expect that pass to come his way, and that's a nice throw and catch and a touchdown.
42-yard TD pass from Schnitzler, Preston Schnitzler, to Woodman.
He's getting his this time. So
Wyatt Woodman that time did the fly pattern down and caught it. He scored earlier on a crossing pattern at the goal line and got a touchdown. He's a sophomore, weighs in at 185 pounds with some nice speed.
Good-sized kid.
Two-point attempt coming up. Schnitzler pitches to McChesney. McChesney can't power in, and he'll be tackled back at the 5-yard line. So the score remains largely in favor of Kennesaw no matter what. It is 54-6. 54-6. And we're going to take a one-minute timeout. Back around the corner with more on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to the Power Products podcast booth. Tyler Schnitzler puts it through the end zone again on the subsequent kickoff. And it'll be Pleasanton starting first and 10 at the 15. They showed some signs of life there on their last offensive series. And then Kennesaw came right back with a long pass from Preston Schnitzler to Wyatt Woodman. And it is 54-6.
As I said, Coach Sisler is thinking here, you know, Tyler is a senior. I need to get some reps. Going to need a quarterback next year. And what a great time to get Preston in the game, get him the opportunity to play and continue that pattern since Tyler started since he was a freshman. Isn't that right?
So, yeah, well, absolutely. So, yeah, he's got some amazing stats as a high school football player.
240. Working, don't break it.
There you go. 241 to go in the third period. Shotgun, and I think they're having a little trouble hearing everything with the train coming through. Now Ricky Welsland comes out on the field himself and calls a timeout. So a little teaching opportunity here for the coach. Let's take 30. We're back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Lammers Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammers Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling.
and the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, take a look at some scores. C1, O'Neill is leading St. Paul 17-0. Seward over Hastings 35-27. That's in the fourth. That O'Neill St. Paul score was at halftime. Northwest 34, Sydney 6. Aurora 26, McCook 13. And Pleasanton back now at the line of scrimmage with a spread formation and theoretically a running clock. But Ricky Westland called that timeout so he could get his people. He went right on the field. Axman back to pass now. He's going to get smothered inside the 10-yard line. And that is a loss of about 6 yards. It'll be second down and 16 to go for the Pleasanton Bulldogs.
It has been a rough opening game for that young man. He will grow and learn from this, but this has been a tough game to start as a sophomore quarterback.
But you know what? Just on something you said early in the game, he was looking at the oncoming rushing lineman instead of his receivers. He's beyond that point now.
Right,
he did
exactly.
get sacked that time, but he wasn't looking to evade it. He was looking for some play to make.
He was trying to step up in the pocket and throw the ball. You're right.
He is learning. 2 minutes to go in the third period. Shotgun formation. Weber this time takes the snap. He'll keep it on the option, and he turns the corner, gets up across the 10 to about the 14-yard line. And Weber's got no quitting him. It's third down and 12 yards to go. Weber and Axman have been kind of alternating. I'm not going to say it's a wildcat formation because he's playing it straight up like a quarterback, and they send Axman out as a wide receiver. So wildcat from the standpoint that the starting quarterback stays in, but the game plan doesn't appear to change. This time Weber will come out wide to the left side. He's a slot man, and Axman stands inside the 10-yard line. And he'll fire out in the flat. He's got a man up to the original line of scrimmage and then some, barreling forward and out to close to the first down. See if we can catch
28 over there.
Oh, that was Hill. Okay. That was Anthony Hill with a nice catch and run, and he just kind of pushed the pack forward, and he got the chains forward, and a first and 10 for the Bulldogs now with 49 seconds to go in the third period.
Little change up there. They've been throwing to the strong side. The Weber went to the weak side over there with one lineman and got a nice result from the little screen play over there.
Eckout is wide to the left side. Single setback in the backfield with the Axman, who takes the snap, fires across the middle. Incomplete, intended for Hill again that time. Incomplete at about the 35-yard line.
A little behind the receiver there. Receiver's running an in route. He thought he was running an out route, and those are never good things when you're the quarterback.
Second coming, but only 10 yards to go, and I say that because that's a nice recovery from the gap they had earlier on that first down pickup just a moment ago, and now second down coming.
They've got the ball off the goal line, got a little room, and that's the end of the third quarter.
And so at the end of three, it is still a one-sided affair, but Pleasanton, you can count the learning and growing here in this ball game. 54-6. Sometimes you got to hit the rough times where you can appreciate the good times. And the Bulldogs are down by that 48-point margin right now. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back with more on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
From the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Talk about power products. Kennesaw Blue Devils are a powerful product here tonight. 54-6 lead over Pleasanton. Back to pass. Axman fires a shot. Oh. It's deflected and then picked off by Kennesaw. Coming in, Carson Woodman, defensive end, a freshman, 160-pound freshman, comes in and picks it off. So a big night in his first start of the 2012 season, probably of his entire career. And Kennesaw will remain on the field now for the offensive series. Harpham comes in. It looks like he'll be doing the quarterbacking chores. And that is the
third interception.
And Harpham hands off to one of his running backs, Tyler Long. Tyler Long is a sophomore, 145 pounds, and we're going to presume that that's one of the first carries of his high school career.
He might have got a little bit last year. I saw him on the stats sheet from last year's recap that they gave us.
Under center, Harpham hands off again. And again it goes to Tyler Long. And he gets inside the 15-yard line.
You know,
I'm still trying to get caught up on my on my interception.
That was
Carson Woodman.
Carson Woodman made a great interception. He was kind of blocked at the line of scrimmage. He's got his hand up and tipped the ball and tipped it to himself and intercepted it. So he made a nice play on the ball. We got another timeout on the field.
Timeout is called by Kennesaw.
And again, that's another situation probably of just trying to get everybody to line up. The third interception against Pleasanton was pulled down by Carson Woodman at the 20-yard line. It was said Woodman is a freshman, and so that's going to be a big deal for the 160-pounder there after a couple of weeks of sweating in the summer.
Good-sized freshman, yeah. A little reward for working hard all summer.
Neither of these teams have huge rosters. I mean, you're not going to go that deep. You're going to go maybe two and a half deep. There just aren't that many kids. I mean, Kennesaw came down to D2 on a population change there. And I don't know if that had any real direct effect on the roster itself, but they've got a few more kids than the Bulldogs do.
Yeah.
I formation now. Harpham is under center. And, again, dotting the I is Tyler Long. Ponit is the fullback. And this time Harpham is going to keep it over to the left side and gets pushed out of bounds inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line. Jake Neal getting the push out. Clock at 10:10 to go in this blowout here. Kennesaw 54-8 over Pleasanton. Harpham is under center again, dotting the I is Long. Hand off this time goes to Panic.
Ponit off the right side.
And Ponit brings it down to inside the 5-yard line by about the length of a football. Second down coming and goal to go again.
And, you know, nice job here by the second unit. Now the coach has gotten them lined up. They've been moving the ball, executing their offense.
You know, we haven't seen tonight.
Fumble.
Now wait. Wait for this. An offside.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
I know.
Got him with the hard count.
Oh, that's right. That was on defense. We haven't seen any offensive linemen make it here.
Right.
Left side. Harpham takes it himself into the end zone. Touchdown. But there is a penalty marker down. Could be a hold on the corner. Holding penalty called against Kennesaw, so that will come off the board. And we're still at 54-6. And that'll back it up about 10 yards. Set the ball in play just inside the 15-yard line.
Ball's going to be set.
And so Harpham will be under center again.
Pleasanton
I think that's just a bread and butter play there for them, that fake into the fullback after they pounded you, and then pull that quarterback out with a big old lineman in front of him. They run that really well.
Long is the tailback. Harpham is under center. Everybody else is in tight for the Blue Devils. Fake left-hander fires into the end zone, and it is in and out of the hands of Jake Brunk, the tight end, the freshman 160-pounder.
Nice play by Weber back there. Got his hand up and knocked that away.
Pass kind of sailed on him, too, a little bit, so the defensive back was able to get over there.
It was a wobbler.
Yeah.
Somebody yelled pull. Happens I thought he was going to get shot out of the sky.
Happens to the best of you quarterbacks, I know.
Happens to the best of us. You know, it's
I never could throw a spiral.
Spyro.
Shotgun. Harpham has got two men wide to the right side. Woodman is one of them. He fires over there looking for Wyatt Woodman, who has two TD passes tonight, and he can't get that one.
Had him open, too. He threw, got a little excited there, I think, and that one sailed on him. And the receiver was open.
I get the feeling Woodman's going to be a key player here in receiving passes from Tyler Schnitzler this year.
Oh, yeah, they've got him a weapon there, that young man. Got nice hands, runs pretty good routes. And,
good speed.
And with that much power football, that play-action pass will open up.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Harpham will quarterback fourth down and goal to go from the 12-yard line. Eye formation, long dots the eye. They fake it to him. Fire into the end zone, and Woodman is there. Did he get it? Yes. Wyatt Woodman on the receiving end of his third touchdown pass of the evening for Kennesaw.
Well, get a little practice there. That ball was well underthrown, and Woodman had to make an adjustment, slid down on his backside to get a hold of it, but he brought it in for another touchdown.
12-yard reception.
Yep. As you said, that's a tough play to make. Ball thrown behind you and low, and he made a nice play on it. Going for two here.
Go for two with Harpham in the shotgun. They fake it to the running back. No, they give it to the running back on the inside handoff, and he got all the way in. Two-point conversion is good. And that raises the score to 62-6. 62-6. And this has all been on a running clock, mind you. We started out the halftime at 41-0. 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter.
As I said, this second unit here for Kennesaw is executed. They moved the ball. They've run it well. Now the coach gets them lined up right. Yeah. And that's a positive thing. You're going to need
kinda
people
like
all year. It's a long season.
Are there any more like you at home? As a matter of fact, there are.
Yeah, exactly. There's about four of you like that on the roster, or three, I guess.
All right, we're right at 7:20 to go here in the ball game, and it'll be Kennesaw kicking off for the umpteenth time here. 30-yard line, they'll spot the ball, and it'll be Zonick, the exchange student, coming in. He'll give it a ride this time. And back, standing inside the 5-yard line, once again is Hill and presumably Weber. Yeah. Inside the 5-yard line for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here. And we've seen a lot of power from Kennesaw tonight. I'll tell you what, inside the 15-yard line, the ball stops, and again, the ball carrier stops at the 15-yard line. His teammates come over, they kind of huddle around, and then he breaks free. And that time he got about 5 extra yards at it. This is the darndest thing to try and describe, but it's a gimmick play, and, you know, they might spring one this year on it. You don't know.
Yeah, they might. You know, it's one of those things where who's got the ball and you can't see.
They kind of huddle up into kind of a rugby scrum. And somebody's got the ball, but they don't know who. And maybe that's part of the option. Maybe they could give it off to somebody else. So it's first down and 10 yards to go. The ball got out to the 22-yard line on that for Pleasanton. I think I ran out of drive sheets here, Tim Bob.
You didn't bring
I think I'm down to my last drive here. Back to passes. Axman, he'll fire long. And he's got a man out there. That is Weber, and it's a foot race, 10-5. Weber, touchdown, Pleasanton.
Nice long throw over that left side. Weber standing.
Holy smokes.
They got one.
Pleasanton started on their own 22, and then it was an Axeman to Weber touchdown pass.
Nice pass and catch there for Pleasanton.
And that went a full 60 yards.
That was a nice throw. Quarterback set his feet, delivered a nice high arcing pass. Weber ran, you know, made a nice adjustment, got underneath it, and you said just a foot race to the end zone. They keep working hard. Pleasanton's going to grow from this, and they, you know, get between the first week and the second week is when teams make the biggest improvement. Coach will be able to go back and say, hey, these are things we did well.
They're going for two. And let's see, did they go? No, didn't make it. So
it
it's 60.
A little bit like a fumble roost.
See, it did. I was just about to say that. 62 to 12 is the score right now, and the clock is down to 6 minutes and 11 seconds. And if you don't think I'm going to have a time going back and forth on these drive sheets, because I ended here, now I'm going back and using the last on a previous
flip
one.
Flip them over.
Hey, it's not your problem. I get that. But
okay,
goodness
right.
sakes. All right.
I don't think that's the way the coach drew up that 2-point conversion play. But anyway, they got 12 points on the board, got a nice touchdown pass, and Kennesaw is going to get another chance to get their offense on the field.
Wilcox Hildreth leading Red Cloud 48-34. Now that is a final. That's a final. Here is Lawrence Nelson has defeated. What was that?
I don't know. I didn't touch nothing.
Lawrence Nelson defeated Meridian 30-16. Overton over Stapleton, McPherson County, 42-0. That's the final. BDS over Cross County, 41-0. That's the final. Seward and Hastings are tied 35 in the fourth. Northwest over Sydney, 34-6 in the fourth. Aurora leading McCook by 13, 26-13 in the third. And Gehring over Holdridge, 40-20. That is a final.
Nice.
And a nice ride there by the kicker. Gets it down to the 5-yard line. Wyatt Woodman brings it back up to the 15-20 yard line. And he is smashed right there by Pleasanton's Brandon Clean.
Well, that's a pretty good kick there. He got a boot into that one.
Cole Sheen was the kicker there. He's the big 235-pound junior. Done a good job tonight on punts. So now Kennesaw.
We had Weber kicking off on the others, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm paying attention.
Kennesaw starts out at their own 20-yard line. And the handoff goes to Long, who skirts the left side. And nice tackle there by the DB that came up and put him down. That was Jake Neal.
Yeah, Neal came up and put a good whop on him, put his head across, wrapped him up, and that's a nice play after about 3-yard gain.
5 to go in this one. Platte River Prep's scoreboard show on Classic Hits 98.9. We invite you to tune over there. 98.9 FM for all the scores. Skip Berry with the lead there, the anchor. Also, CPI Mr. Tire on KHAS 1230 AM, to the scoreboard show offered up by Platte River Radio. 20-yard line and the handoff to Long. He's going to be stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. And it'll be third down and about 9 yards to go.
A little bit of a sloppy handoff there. Neil had a bobbled it a little bit, and Pleasanton defender got him for a loss.
Going to call it third and 8 here for the Blue Devils.
Third down, 8 yards to go. Kennesaw breaks the huddle. Ponitz is the fullback. Long is the tailback. Harpum still under center. Back to pass. Harpum fires one downfield. It is almost intercepted by Weber, intended for Wyatt Woodman. That was a good thought, but a weak throw.
That was not the prettiest throw. That one was a wobbler.
When you throw a pass where both the guys have their backs to the end zone, that's and one of them's calling for a fair catch, that's not good.
Nope.
3:40 to go in in the ball game, and now Schnitzler, Tyler Schnitzler, is back in this time as the punter. And people fall back to receive what is presumably going to be a long high kick, and it is. Coming up at the 20-yard line and letting it fall dead as it takes a Pleasanton bounce out to the 28-yard line. Kennesaw downs it, and Pleasanton will have it at their own 28-yard line, first and 10. That change of possession stopped the clock at 3:15, but again, we're under the running clock rule, which I don't think has had a net effect at all on the length of the game. You know, I just wonder how many points they really think that's going to stop, as opposed to like you were talking about the mercy rule or something that.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, it sure has some impact, especially with a team that throws the ball a lot. But when you run the ball a lot, it doesn't have much impact at all.
Shotgun formation. Weber takes the snap, fires across the middle, in and out of the hands of Cale Miller. Miller caught a nice one earlier in the game. Couldn't hang on to that one. That was pretty much a rocket there by Weber.
Yeah, I don't think the receiver there saw it coming. It seemed to surprise him, and Weber put a little zip on it.
Second down and 10 from just inside the 30-yard line. Penalty markers are down.
Several people moving.
That one might have been one of our first offensive motion plays of the game.
You called for it. You hadn't had one yet.
So I went and done it.
Had to go get it.
So they'll mark the Bulldogs back 5 yards. It'll bring up second down and 15 yards to go as we've got a whole raft of substitutes coming in now for Pleasanton.
Well, the coach put in his second unit and gave them a couple of plays. And, it's bad enough. Now. Let's go ahead and finish this thing out.
Figure out what it looks like under the lights from out there.
Yep.
Axman is the quarterback, takes the shotgun snap, back to pass, looking to fire long, goes medium now, this time to Miller, in and out of Miller's hands at the 31-yard line. Had he been able to hang on to that, he might have been able to turn on the Jets and at least get a first down.
Yeah, I think it was number two there, Long was right there with him, but I think he'd had a hard time stopping him from getting the first down if he'd have got it.
Referees are conferring on something, I'm not sure. Third down, 15 yards to go. And we've got Pleasanton bringing in a couple of more substitutes. Clock is at 2 minutes. And Pleasanton breaks the huddle. They send wide receivers to the, a wide receiver, I should say, to the right side. And they've got a bunch over on the left side. Low snap. Axman recovers, though. Gets it out to Weber. Weber's got some running room. Nice weave there across the original line of scrimmage. Pick up of about 6 yards by Clay Weber. Senior running back, 160 pounds. Plays safety on defense as well. Good athlete. Has not given up tonight. Proved a lot of leadership out there in times of trouble for a lot of younger guys.
He has. He's played tough in a tough situation. And they'll look to him as the year goes along to be a leader on this team.
We'll have a quick wrap-up of scoring and stats after this one, and then Classic Hits 98.9 hosting the Platte River Preps Scoreboard Show with Skip Berry. We invite you to tune in there, or KHS 1230 for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show.
I'm not doing that. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. We'll have more finals from all across the state during those scoreboard shows, as well as wrap-ups from all of our broadcast teams around, some coaches' interviews phoned in. Might find Bob Jensen from Huskerland Preps on the air, too, giving us his impressions of Week Zero.
Bob does a nice job.
Always a good time with Bob. Back to pass is Axman. He's scrambling around. He's got some running room. He's got a first down. Down to the 30. 25. Knocked out of bounds inside the 25-yard line as Axman makes something out of nothing. Brendan Axman is just a sophomore. He's grown tremendously tonight as a quarterback, as we've seen against a very tough Kennesaw defense.
Yeah, he pulled that ball down and took off with some direction and intent of getting a first down and made a big play out of that. Picked up about 30 yards on it. Are we unplugged?
Not yet. Hang on, we may have to take a break here, John.
Axman makes the throw out something there. It's back intended up. For number 30, Cale Miller. Defense was provided there by number 10, Keaton Harpham for Kennesaw. Ball was thrown long. Timeout is called by Pleasanton, and that is going to bring up a second. 10 for them.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Oh, Kennesaw picks it up.
In there, the
hill
has a nifty run. Ball squirts out. There's a scrum on the field.
And Kennesaw will have it.
First and 10, Kennesaw.
Nice pitch and catch, and then after an extra effort, a scramble there by Hill, and the ball pops out. And so it's just one of those nights for Pleasanton.
Yeah, got to secure the ball. He's running. He's trying to make a play, and ball gets poked out. I don't know if it's a little bit slick, but, again, Kennesaw recovers, and 17 seconds to go here in the fourth.
50-point lead for Kennesaw, and Harpham takes the snap for the Blue Devils and gets across the line of scrimmage. Handoff goes to Ponick. And the fullback gets about a yard, and that's going to be it. As the running clock doesn't save a whole lot of time on the clock, but mercifully, a 50-point deficit here now is ended at that point. 62-12, it is Kennesaw defeating Pleasanton in the first game of the year. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap things up here from Kennesaw right after this on KLIQ-FM and KLIQ-FM.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You could save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. The AgriShare product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and ordered. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, lots and lots of scoring tonight. A total of 74 points scored. 62 of those came in favor of Kennesaw, opening up the ball game tonight with a 70-yard run on the first play from scrimmage by Tyler Schnitzler, who put on quite a show. Second touchdown by Schnitzler was a one-yard run, made it 14-0 after a two-point conversion, likewise delivered by Tyler Schnitzler. Then his brother Preston picked off a pass, ended a Pleasanton drive, came back to Kennesaw, and as they took over at their own 36-yard line, they drove it down to the 11-yard line, and Schnitzler took off on an 11-yard run for TD number 3. Point after touchdown was good, and it was 21-0 with 10:43 to go in the second period of play. The scoring continued for Kennesaw with Blankenship picking off a pass and taking it all the way in on that pick six, made it 28-0. Kennesaw was given another score by Devin Burr, the fullback, 35-0 the score, and that was just before, or that was midway through the second period. Then just before halftime, Kennesaw, a 27-yard touchdown pass to Woodman from Tyler Schnitzler, made it 41-0. That is where we carried the score at halftime, 41-0. Coming out in the second half, a loose football was covered in the end zone by Dalton Bender of Kennesaw, and it made it 48-0. Pleasanton then took the ball from their own 18-yard line, and they drove it and culminated the drive with a 32-yard reception from 32-yard run, rather, by Jake Neal, and made it 48-6. So Pleasanton was on the scoreboard not until the third period. But then Kennesaw didn't take much time in returning the favor. A 42-yard touchdown pass from Preston Schnitzler to Wyatt Woodman. Woodman's second TD pass of what would be three made it 54-6. The third interception on Pleasanton came by Carson Woodman on the 20-yard line of Pleasanton. And with 7:20 to go in the fourth, Harpum hit Wyatt Woodman with a 12-yard TD pass. That was his third. That made it 62-6. The final score was a late affair by Pleasanton, and that made it 62-12. That was an Axman to Weber 60-yard pass. 62-12, your final score. The second half was played under a running clock because of the 35-plus point deficit going into the second period. So, again, the final score, Kennesaw, 1-0 on the year in week zero. Pleasant drops to 0-1, and Pleasanton losing 62-12 to the Kennesaw Blue Devils, who look a lot like they picked up where they left off last year, despite the fact they lost a lot of horsepower by graduation last year. The team that went 11-0 on one streak and finished as semifinalist in the state D1 tournament, dropping down to D2, looks like they still have the stuff to give anyone a tussle this year. We'll take a break. We'll be back with final stats. Team Bob getting things added up here right after this. 2-minute timeout on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Why buy a brand new car when you can buy a brand used car? Like a 2012 Chevy Impala LTZ with only 17,000 miles. Cost over $30,000 new, but yours for only $21,175 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at Kirsten'sAutoCorner.com.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. The AgriShare product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and ordered. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Okay, back on the postgame report here. Let's give you some individual stats. We gave you the whole recap on all of the scoring for Kennesaw. A 62-12 win for the Blue Devils over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Tim Bob Kitzmiller alongside. Lots of adding and ciphering to do there, buddy.
Well, there's a lot of people got in the game. You know, a lot of people got in. So I don't know if I'm going to give everybody their due of the individual stats here. But, of course, the big story, Tyler and Preston Wetzel taking care of business, or I'm sorry, Schnetzel taking care of business here. Tyler ended the first half with six carries for 121 yards, and he was pretty well done for the night. Preston had 12 carries for 72 in the first half. We saw him a little bit at quarterback, but he really didn't carry the ball much after that. Then we had a cacophony of players after that. Everybody getting a chance to touch the ball. Ended up with 35 carries for 242 yards unofficially, about 7 yards a carry for Kennesaw. Very efficient on the ground. The play-action pass worked well for them. They wound up 5 of 11 on the night for 132 yards. Again, Tyler didn't play the second half. We saw several different people throwing the ball as the coach tried to get everybody a chance to get on the field and see what it looked like on a Friday night. So very efficient offense for Kennesaw. For Pleasanton on the other side, the big story was the big pass play in the second half, 60-yard pass to Weber. They wound up to be 14 of 23 passing for 144 yards. They did have three INTs, which led to and a fumble, which led to a lot of the scoring in the second half. And rushing only 19 carries for 61 yards. Again, a number of different carries. Nobody really stood out there. Weber fought hard. Neal had a great run. Neal's run for 32 yards in the second half was the majority of that 61 yards. Otherwise, the Blue Demons defense was pretty stiff, and the Bulldogs are still looking for what they do well. And we'll have plenty of things to look at and put on the board Monday morning.
Question, what's special about Wyatt Woodman's three TD pass receptions? Three different quarterbacks.
You are right.
Tyler Schnitzler, Preston Schnitzler, and Keaton Harpham fired the three TD passes.
That does not happen very often.
No,
you are right.
Not at all. All right, well, that's the way it ended. After a 41-0 halftime score, the final score, Kennesaw 62 and Pleasanton 12. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. Stay tuned for the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show on Classic Hits 98.9 with Skip Berry. We invite you to switch over there or stay here for some more music on the Breeze 94.5, where next week a team called the Huskers debut their 2012 season as well. For Tim Bob Kitzmiller from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, this is Craig Eckert. Have a great evening.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.